so scared.
It's El Blanco the Graboid was a holly jolly worm. And he swam through dirt in a place of hurt while he tried to kill Bert Gummer. There must have been some magic in that old flak jacket they found. For when they put it on El Blanco's tentacles, those tentacles began to dance around. 'Cause it's El Blanco the Graboid. He's our friend and we love them so. They're transgendered and albino, and these words don't matter in the snow. 'Cause there is no snow in perfection, no, it's just a sandy beach. But we're not gonna tint it blue at all, and make it seem like this movie's out of our reach. El Blanco the Graboid, oh, he's a happy, happy worm. And he went to town in that place of brown while he tried to eat Burton Gummer. While he tried to eat Bert Gummer. I think he sounds cheerful.
Thank you, Edwin. I appreciate I worked hard on that, which was about an hour ago, realizing I need to come up with a song for this because I'm wearing a whole Christmas outfit and it's got to be like a tremor song that's Christmassy. And if Anthony's here, if this is the 15 seconds that Anthony's here, this doesn't matter. That's what Stevie would do. We've had that song since day one. That has been even when it's not a Christmas episode, we do. That's the Talking Tremors opening song, El Blanco, the Albino Graboid. You know, it's a whole thing. Booyah! So thank you everybody that's here. You're on TikTok or you're on YouTube. I know Charlie like probably jumped out early, and yeah, I know you got an early shift. Thank you for being here, Charlie, when you can, and thank you for being here, Edwin. And if you don't hate me too much, Anthony, I appreciate you being here too. You're again on my so I'm going to say this here. If Anthony's I'm going to get it out of the way. So Anthony hates me right now in like the nicest way possible because I just can't stop. And I just really appreciated the other day of being like Anthony was having a whole like discussion about or not a discussion, he was tweeting about that the things that you do when you're alone on like by yourself like this, like currently, and the fumferings that you do, and then the chirpings and the weird monkey noises that you make and the freestyle rappings that you do. And I was like, oh, you know, you do a great job. You know, there's Quiet Anthony, there's Sick and Sexy Anthony. And then now if you watch the newest We Have Issues video, there's Confident Anthony. Anthony has come into Anthony's own. And it's magical. It was a beautiful rewrite process. But then Anthony had to, you know, throw a compliment my way, which was evil and mean. And Anthony was like, you're the master at speaking by yourself. And I'm like, I want to come up with a reason that I'm not. And I can't because, like, the last episode of this show, I talked for 3 hours. And there's nobody here. Like, I can't get... There's a Go Live Together feature on the YouTube, but it doesn't work with the Chromebook tablet that I have. I can do it off of my phone, I think, but then I can't access the comments as easily when I'm doing it live on my phone. So it's easier to do the TikTok on my phone and then the YouTube on the tablet. And this is all a lot of technical things that don't really matter. I'm just like me saying like, I wish there were more people in here. I almost got Justin because we were filming reshoots for a Tremors movie last weekend, and I almost got Justin to be like, hey, like, if you're able to stay a little while, like, let's do an episode. But he wasn't. He actually had date night, and I broke his penis beforehand on his date night, so that was my bad. Because there was a scene, we improvised this scene when we first were like shooting this a couple weeks ago, of like we were walking along and like there's like the little like walnuts that fall on the ground or whatever. And we just like, I can't remember. Like, I think I picked it up, like, or one of us picked it up and like threw it at the other person. And so there's like we're out like hunting graboids, and there's this moment of just like these two idiots like throwing moldy walnuts at each other. It's like, it's fucking hilarious. And so we reshot it again just to get like close ups and stuff. And then I ended up throwing one and hitting him in the dick, like right in the tip. And he went down. And I think I've shared the, I have shared that that video on my Twitter channel of like when I throw that walnut, it hits Justin in the dick and he just goes down. Just boom. Obviously I can't use it, so it's a great blooper reel. And all of this matters because you're probably like, whoa, you're just talking about like being by yourself and talking alone. And here, what does any of this have to do with Tremors? Well, I'm talking about my Tremors movie. And the name of this episode is Who Wants to See a New Tremors Movie? Who Wants to Watch a New Tremors Movie? Because I like alliteration. Who Wants to Watch a New Tremors Movie? I'm a sucker for alliteration. And so then I'm stuck here, you know, by myself, like explaining why. And I appreciate it. So, like, TikTok people, I always say this, like, I appreciate you, TikTok people, you're here, but if TikTok people, if you want your comments to stay around forever, because TikTok is illusory, and boo, like, go over to YouTube, go over to the Tremor Saga's YouTube channel, and smash like that subscribe button, and, you know, do that, that's where, and it'll live forever. And honestly, the cool people are over here on YouTube. We got 4 people. Like, I got 13 people on TikTok, and they somehow mean less to me than the 4 people on YouTube. Just as a point of fact. I do. And, am I ready for the Bitcoin bull run? And, yeah, no, so I do. I have a new Tremors movie, so everybody knows. I make Tremors movies. And, oh my God, Ian, oh, Ian. Fermented Cinema. All right, I gotta point this guy out over here on YouTube. Ian Euse. And if I'm wrong, I'm gonna give like a couple options for Euse. Euse, Euse, or Ius. Is it A, B, or C? Let me know in the chat there, Ian. Ian over here did this awesome video of the Tremors reboot for Dune. Like, did a Dune. C, which was. Ius, that's right, Ian Ius, okay, cool, did this awesome video for this Tremors reboot of, like, Denis Villeneuve, there's another name, it's not Dennis, Denis Villeneuve's Dune movie, and he combined the two, and just so, like, I have to tell you this, Ian, like, just, like, straight to your face, that is fucking awesome, that is so good, I really want to, like, You storyboarded that well enough that, like, I want to come in and, like, actually edit the original Tremors movie footage with that. And, like, the way that you spliced the sound bites in that was... We have food, boom, boom, boom. We have water, boom, boom, boom. Now you gonna give up all this... personal freedom. Like, just the, and then it, cause then it has like the Dune, like, you gonna be sorry you don't give it a name. Just like, no, I, and no TikTok, I'm not Jesus, I'm Mrs. Claus, and so this is funny. Yeah, this is, I have to finish, like, no, the TikTok say, no, yeah, make your own Tremors movie, and the, I am the ghost of Christmas present, if anything, that's the ghost of, that's the thing that, and I do look, oh my God, I do look like the ghost of Christmas present, right, come in, and know me better, man, which, if Anthony's here right now, he's gonna hate that so much. Because it's true. Like, I love you. I've watched all the episodes of We Have Issues. So now I'm the ghost of Christmas present. And I have to fade away. And, you know, I'll come back occasionally. But, you know, that's where we're at. But again, I want to finish with Ian Ius's. Go to at Fermented Cinema on YouTube. And check out Tremors Rebooted Part 1. You know, Denis Villeneuve. It's freaking hilarious. I look like a Christmas princess. Oh my God. It's like the best compliment ever. I appreciate that. Thank you so much. What kind of Santa am I? I'm a graboid Santa. Oh my God, Dina! Ah! So Dina, like, don't make, after I had to talk about We Have Issues, I had a very clear, sexy olives, and then don't make it weird. And then underneath, and I want to say this to you, like, while you're here, like, the thing that I learned in listening to the 10 episodes of Don't Make It Weird that I listened to in just 2 days, which is a great podcast, was that make weirdness your strength. That's my, like, let's see. It might have been prehensile penis horse girl. It might have been that first story that Dina told about wiping shit on a yellow wall and being, you know, traumatized by the color yellow. It might be producer Sean's weird echoey voice when they're telling those sexy stories. And he sounds like Zod from Power Rangers. Oh, I put the penis inside of the wound. Oh my God, what is this? Why is it a wound? This is horrible. Because it is. That is the weirdest, like, no vagina should ever be described as a wound or a sheath. There should be no jerks, and it's just, oh my God, it's like those sexy readings. I have this thing that I talk about on the show all the time, where it's like, there's graboid porn, which is a thing, and it's always one of those like, oh my God, that's, you know, cool, great for you, but like, those, it's the same thing as watching the, oh my God, I gotta read your comment, Dina, hold on, I just got distracted reading that, seeing the graboid porn or the Val and Earl fan fiction where they're like making out with each other is like listening to those sexy readings that you, and I'm just like, you know, this is like art. I don't know if this is good art. I don't know how to judge that in any sense, but this is something and it's wonderful and I appreciate it. You know, I don't appreciate it. It's more like good for you. Awesome. I will explain the olive thing because Dina's here too then. Okay. So, oh my God, 10 episodes. You're watching so much. It's a great show. Honestly, Dina, like I mean that. That's where I said the thing about, like, I watched all 170 episodes of We Have Issues, because it's when it's something's that good, I really don't mind. It's just like, oh my God, no, I will, like, I wish there was more hours in the day. I can only really listen to podcasts while I'm at work, like, because that's just where, like, I like to come home and watch my TV shows. Honestly, right now it's The Office or Doctor Who on a repeat. That's what we've got going. But I like listening to podcasts at work because it's good to, like, just zone into other people and like enjoy their time and their company and hearing good stories and like moving on. And like I said, I listened to all 170 episodes of We Have Issues because Anthony and Steven are to die for. They really are. And actually, so as a separate story, I've been sharing their stuff for like 3 years and I only started listening to it in the last 5 months. And that's the whole, like, I hate myself. Like, I should have done better. Oh my God. So there's so many good comments coming here. So yeah, I will, like, and that's where I jumped ahead. Like, Dina has this, like, oh, and Dina has this cult episode right as I read over here on TikTok. Do I believe in Jesus? Not so much, bro. It's cool if you do, but you know what? This is a pagan Christmas thing we got going on here. But yeah, honestly fascinating. I can't wait to listen to the other 90 episodes that I got of Don't Make It Weird. And I encourage everybody that's watching, whether on TikTok or whether on YouTube, check out the Don't Make It Weird podcast. I've done enough plugging for We Have Issues. I'm going to plug Don't Make It Weird for a little bit. Where, yeah, Daniel Quigley and Dinosaurus and producer Sean get together. And they're all writers and they're talking about the writing community and tropes and art and... God, that love triangle discussion just hit home for me, and it's just awesome. It's good. It's not just, like, a great podcast. Just like this is not just about the thing that you're talking about. Like, this is a podcast called Talking Tremors, and we probably only talk about tremors 50% of the time. The rest is just whatever the fuck I feel like in the moment. Like, this is not a Tremors outfit. This is actually, I'm wearing this to D&D tomorrow, and I'm gonna be, my friend is setting up a DM module that he's never played before, but he's got a Christmas module, and he's really excited for it, and he asked all of us to, like, make characters and dress up and whatever we wanted, as long as they were Christmas characters. And I was like, oh my God. Honestly, I was trying to decide between being Yukon Cornelius from Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, the guy who's like, I'm looking for the peppermint gold! Or a Christmas tree talking. Honestly, when I said Christmas tree, it was like, it's got to be like a Groot Christmas tree. And then that's where I ended up. That's what I'm going to do. That's what this is. So then I'm going to be a Christmas tree that only speaks in like holiday, I was going to say euphemisms, holiday things. I'm excited. But I want to say, thank you, Dina, for being here. And thank you. And it's cringy art. I appreciate you guys all so much. And I got to say it while I'm here. Dina plugged it. So I'm going to plug it here too. Watch Critically Stupid, which is this guy, Alexander James, DMs a group of people. And it's got our great friend Anthony on it, who plays a bard. If you like the Dungeons and Dragons thing, it's a great podcast to check out because they're just funny people. That's always my, like, when you fuck around, like, that's, it's a whole thing. And yeah, I have seen that you guys have an episode of Critically Stupid, and I do got to check that out. Oh, hold on. I may have been regretting this when I bought this at Goodwill about 2 hours ago because I'm going to wear it for my costume, but I'm committing. We're going to wear it for this whole 2 hours, so I'm prepared when I play the Christmas tree tomorrow. That I can't take this off. go check out. So that's two podcasts to go check out. Go check out Don't Make It Weird and go check out Critically Stupid. It's going to be awesome. So sexy olives. I got to talk about sexy olives before we get into the meat and potatoes of this. Because I did write it down. Like, sexy olives. Make weirdness your strength from Don't Make It Weird. Anthony calling me a master. And I love We Have Issues. There's a live read of Anthony's vampire movie too, like on their channel. Go watch that. It's going to be awesome. But sexy olives. So here's the thing. Like we were talking about, like they were talking about olives, like, and it was Dina and Jess and like, so these sexy, okay. Somebody, I think it was Jess said like, oh, don't fuck olives. Like don't, like olives aren't fuckable. And I was like, my brain, see everybody like thought I meant penises. Like, which is funny. I get that. Like, that was where, like, oh, you're thinking, like, that's where my mind went. No. It wasn't olives on penises. That was my first thought. It was olives on not penises. It's funny. I always worry what TikTok will ban me for. It was olives on clits was where my mind went because of that rose freaking massager thing that exists or whatever. For some reason that reminded me of an olive, and then I was thinking like using an olive for massaging things that was it. And then once everybody kind of thought I meant like penises, I had to like commit to it, so it was like okay, but I kind of did mean like olives on your vulva. That was where my mind went, and because everybody thinks of, like, little tiny olives, but I love to get the big, like, stuffed olives, like, with garlic, not sliced, no, the ones where you, like, they put, like, peppers in the olives, and, like, I'm making, that's a really bad, so the point being was that I was thinking of olives as a female, tool for that kind of thing. I would say the full words, but I'm afraid of TikTok banning me. Like, I wish it's not even. So that's where the sexy olives came from. So I got that out of the way. All right. Ian Iusis is Italian, so he appreciates olives. Yes. Booyah. So cool. We got sexy olives out of the way. Go and, oh, as I always gotta do, and I know Anthony hates me for this a lot of the times. Go buy, Play It Again and Deathless from WeHaveIssuesPodcast.com. I just did this morning. I had a whole impulse buy thing where I sent Play It Again and a sticker of Mary and Barreled to three of my friends. And it's the ones I'm playing D&D with, too. Like, we were actually hanging out last night, and then we're playing D&D tomorrow, and I was like, oh, my God, what should I get as, like, a Christmas present? And I was like, oh, I'm going to send them play it again. I'm going to send them this epically tragic, beautifully written story about magic and memory and time and people. And, yeah, I can't wait to find out how, like, much they hate me when that comes in the mail. Because they're not going to know. They're going to be like, what the fuck is this? Oh, let me read this. Oh, my God! My heart is breaking! So yeah, if you love We Have Issues and all that jazz, go check them out. And then I still got to buy Dina and Daniel's books of Don't Make It Weird. But I'm waiting till I get a little farther in the show for that. But I know Dina has a book called Nothing Special. Which actually, when I... Because you were talking about it on an episode of We Have Issues, and I really... liked the concept of it, like the empath, like as a magical power thing, which I just think is like one of those like wall rubbing of realities. It's just like, I'll buy that. That makes sense. Someone on TikTok says a huge cheeseburger swimming on top of the Eiffel Tower is drinking cold milk. I landed. What the fuck, TikTok? What the fuck? So yeah, okay, that's all my, that's me getting that stuff out of the way. That has nothing to do with Tremors. I could sing a song about Tremors if you would like me to now. That's, God, this is okay. So like, that's where my brain gets like, I will call out everybody's comments as I read them, because I'm alone here and nobody else is around. Actually, my wife was around like two episodes ago. She's downstairs. So if you want to see that, if you want to see what it's like when somebody else is sitting in this room with me, go back two episodes and watch How to Make a Tremors Movie in 10 Days, because I like rom-coms. I like that rom-com. Bullshit. That's goody. Santa's Helper. Everybody thinks I'm Santa's Helper. I love how TikTok is so visual. They see the immediacy of this, and they're like, woo! Colors. And Caitlin doesn't care about me talking about olives. I talk about some weird shit. And I can tell you that Caitlin, me worrying about sexy olives is probably one of those, like, and your point would be, okay, great, cool. Moving on. And yeah, I'm going to check here, make sure I didn't miss any. And, oh, Ian, I agree with you on the Val and Earl. Like, you can make it whatever you want as a relationship. Like, that's just... it's art. Read into it what you will. You know, that's the fun of it. I see it. Actually, father and son is a really good way of putting it. It was, yeah. Father and son, yeah. Mentor, mentee is always what I get out of it. Or best friends. Tremors, the movie with sandworms. Yes, TikTok person. Tremors, the movie with sandworms. Hell, Dina's over here, and Dina's never seen fucking Tremors movie, and she doesn't even have to ask that. She's smart enough to know that. Girl was in high school at 10 years old, which I still am working my way to finding how the fuck that works out. God, it's so fascinating, though. Oh, I'm sorry, Dina. I'm not sorry. It's just true. I can't, you know, I just have to say things. Like, I feel honesty is the best policy. And then, you know, if people want to, like, interpret you differently, that's fucking fine. Whatever. You're still the artist who know. Actually, oh my God, that's... oh, I just said the artist because I was reading that. But, like, your words are an art. And, like, what you want to present is an art. Is a whole, like, this is putting stuff on you. Fashion is an art. Oh my God, Dina. Jesus Christ. It works out with broken bones and a list of enemies longer than a roll of toilet paper. Damn, I love Penny Dina. She my babe. If honesty is the best policy, how long has it been since you washed your hair? Actually, that was like just yesterday. Literally yesterday. Like, I can take this off. But yeah, it was yesterday. And I brushed it before I came up here. Like, and but then, see, the thing is, though, that before I started this stream, I was taking this off and on. So then, you know, I can brush my hair all I want. But, like, as soon as this happens, frizz fucking city, man. That's just what it is. That's, like, hair. And, yeah, oh, I would love to have a lock-off with Stevie Wildcard. Because he does have beautiful hair. It's luxurious. I love it. As an aside, so there's a panel in Deathless issue 2 where the Douglas character, who's modeled off of Stevie. Oh, I don't have issue 2. I don't know why I was about to grab that. The Douglas character, who's modeled off of Stevie, is standing in front of this arcade called Game Drag On. And the Game On is, like, capitalized. And yes, I've heard rumors of a new Tremors movie because I'm making it. And I actually know the other people that are actually making more Tremors. I know everything about Tremors! Yeah. But Stevie's standing in front of this Game On sign with this long hair and not wearing shoes. Let me take this off. And he's standing in front of this, and it looked exactly like me. Like, and I actually messaged Anthony, and I was like, so I know that, like, you have no idea about this, and you wrote this comic without any idea about any of this. Like, this is exactly what I look like. And then the funny thing is that I own an arcade called Game On. It's freaking nuts. And I was like, what am I doing in the comic book? This is so weird. But it wasn't me. You know, it's Stevie. But it's the hair. It was the hair and the bare feet. Like, that's the... Anthony missed the bare feet when he was talking about it on an episode. But I was like, no. It was the hair and the feet. Like, there was no shoes on Douglas and standing in front of the Game On thing. And I was like, ah, wait a minute. But the thing. And yes, I was out walking already. I went to the store and, there's a story time coming up about me trying to scam a foot guy on Twitter. That leads me into something that I saw last weekend about WikiFeet. There's something called WikiFeet. I cause the tremors when I walk. And yeah, there's going to be a new Tremors movie. Oh, no. It's not just fan made there, John. And John, get over here to the YouTube. You know better. But, yeah, we were getting groceries. We were getting Christmas stuff. So there's a little dirt there, but you know, the top's pretty good. So it's a whole thing. And then I got this wonderful sock from a friend of mine. Actually Justin, who's in the Tremors movie that we're making. Yeah. I wear it. Well, I got it on the other foot, too. It's a whole thing. Because, yeah, I don't wear shoes outside, but I wear socks inside. Because while I'm sitting here, you know, things get cold. I get a little chilly. I will talk about the new... So, TikTok person over here is getting upset. Bro, stop talking about feet and talk about the new Tremors movie. And then add it up, or at least talk as much as you can. The last episode of this show went for 3 hours. I will get to it. I will get to everything that people want me to get to. It's a thing. And yes, somebody asked to explain my ceiling. So on YouTube and on TikTok. So there was a time, when this was all bare and like, it was all like crappy and stuff. And it's pink. It's just this weird salmon-y pink. And I was like, oh, I don't really like that. I don't want to see it anymore. But, like, I don't want to paint it because it's a whole thing to, like, paint ceilings. And that's my job. Like, Dina, you not having seen it, you don't have to see any episodes to know what's going on here. Like, this is a whole, like, every live episode of this is just some weird shit that we get into. And I like to have fun. And so this ceiling up here is that, like, I was like, oh, you know what? I got this box of markers. So I was like, all right, I'm going to have my friends, like, whenever you come over to my house, go up and draw on the ceiling. And just, like, whatever you want. You can write on the ceiling. You can draw on the ceiling. You can make whatever you want to do on the ceiling. And hold on. I need to block this person over here because they're making too many comments. They're trying to be an asshole. So that's... And I was like, yeah, just go to town. My only rule is that no one's allowed to draw over anybody. Like, you can incorporate somebody else's design and, like, you can, like go around it or, like, make it look like you go through it. But you can't actually draw over anybody's art because that's cruel. I don't know, that's my, like, respect the art. So then there's a whole bunch of stuff on here. And I like all these posters. Obviously, it looks like I was a person who went to Spencer's a lot as as I was gonna say, as a kid, as an adult, and as a kid. You know, it's funny. There's this Beatles one back here. The Beatles are like mid for me, but I love this. Like, so there's this concept of like a point all the way. It's on TikTok and Twitter. Okay, where like, so the Beatles are causing the nuclear explosion. That's the metaphor of that back there. I don't know. Does it have to make perfect sense? No, because it's my room. Come here and tear it down. How about that? So yeah, Dina, TikTok people, if you've never been on this show before, you're wondering what the fuck's going on, this is what's going on. And we'll talk about, you know, new Tremors movie in a minute. And I do have to say, okay, so we were talking about feet, and I saw this awesome comic last weekend named Rena Calm. And she was fucking amazing. Like, oh my God, yes. God, she tore the house down. She did like this hour-long set, and there was a lot of puns in it. There was a lot of sex jokes. There was a lot of drug talk. And she ended up having this thing where, like, my dad, if you've ever seen my dad, which he'll be in the new Tremors movie, he's got this great big bushy beard and these, like, 70s glasses. And he's a bigger guy. And he wasn't heckling her. He was, like, laughing, like, really loudly. And she's like, oh, my God, there's, like, Acid Santa back there. Oh, my God, it's Acid Santa. No, don't leave Acid Santa. I believe in you. And it was adorable. Because she couldn't be more right. My dad has done so much LSD. And if you want to be in the new Tremors movie, you got to come to Iowa. That's my only... Or you fly me out to wherever you live. And I will film a Tremors movie for you. I will do it. I've had conversations with people about this already. I will write the script and everything. And anyway, Rena Calm was just awesome. Go check her out anywhere. But she had this whole bit about feet. Like, her feet... Her feet are on Wiki Feet, and that's her, like, claim to celebrity, is she's actually, like been there, like, oh, they're on there, to the point where, so then, I got her book, because it's a pun book, it's a great bathroom, once upon a time, great bathroom book, and then the actual, like, her business cards have a QR code that when you scan it, goes directly to her Wiki Feet. With the pictures of her. She didn't put those pictures on there. Somebody else did. And I find that awesome. And I love the way she like leaned into that. And she was fucking hilarious. And I have to say, I don't see many female comics. And for that to just like, girl slayed. She had all of us in that room in the palm of her hand. And she did great crowd work too, man. Where you're just like, God damn. Oh, I love it so much. I appreciate it. But yeah, Wiki Feet to bring the feet back around. And then this B Red Dog 07, like, I want to be in a full-length Tremors movie more than anything. Come to Iowa. I am making a full-length Tremors movie to the point where... So this is my little baby. Grab... Uh-oh. Oh. Oh. All right. TikTok just... Yep. Hold on. Wait for it. I bet I just got, like, banned from... Yep. There it is. Frauds and Scams. Okay, just so everybody on YouTube knows this. This is a fun, like, wait, what? That happens sometimes? Where, like, Jesus Christ. Oh, BC Canada. Okay, so there's this thing that happens on TikTok where, like, they will, like, violate for, it makes no sense sometimes. I actually won a couple weeks ago. I got one where... Like, these guys in the comments were being incredibly transphobic to me. Like, it was just transphobic slur after slur. And I was even, like, trying to ignore the comments and keep rolling or whatever. And then all of a sudden, the TikTok video got blocked for, like, gender violate. Like, being, like, bullying, like, harassment. And I was like, but... I'm the one being harassed. This makes no sense. Like, what is going on here? And so then TikTok just removed my access for frauds and scams. So that's where I always tell people on the TikTok, go to YouTube, because YouTube apparently doesn't give a shit. about anything that we do. So now I can, oh, so now the TikTok's gone. The olives were a female masturbation tool. I just have to finish that. That was the point, was that the olive goes on the clit, and then that's the, it goes in there, and because it's tiny, and so then there'd be suction, and then the olives were for female masturbation. They were not to put on your penis. That was not the joke. Now I don't have to worry about TikTok. So that's what it was. That's what it was. Yeah, it's done. It's over with. There, that's where we're at. Oh my God. Again, I just, frauds and scams. I'm a fraud and a scammer. But now I can, wow. Again, that's still, I don't know how to deal with that. That's so weird. So yeah, we'll move on.
All right. Now. Yep. There you go. You do have some.
Shut up. Fucking TikToks. Oh, okay, Dina, you were talking on Twitter. Now I'm looking at my phone because I can look at my phone, so it's a whole thing here. Hopefully people figure out where the fuck to go. can't even handle olive pleasures. Oversensitive TikTok. All right, cool. So now we talk about feet. We talk about sexy olives. Ben! Yes! Ben's here! Ugh! God, Ben, you sent me that comic, and I love that. And that's Ben over here is some great... great Tremors fan fiction art. He's drawing Val and Earl fucking in the back of a truck. And I, God, I may not be gay, but I appreciate the hell out of it. Just like, yes, that's so awesome. Yeah, baby. I do. I'm a nerd out about that. So fucking, yeah. Okay, cool. Oh my God, I actually got no shoe. Oh my God. And yeah, cool. Okay. So, sorry, I'll have this I'll get over it in a moment, but there's this 5 minute, and now my brain's just like, what the fuck was wrong with you, TikTok? Why did you do that? Like, I don't understand. Oh my God, shut the fuck up, dumbass. So that's, I just got distracted, and I'm back. So, I'm making a Tremors movie. That's my, like, I don't know how to take that any further. Well, you know, okay, I am. And it's great. And I do want to talk about it. Because, like, look at this thing. So, Dina, you'll find out eventually that there's these things that are called graboids. They're little worms in the ground. Some of them are big. This is a little one because this is a baby graboid. And this is my little prop for making a movie. The whole thing. What's the budget? Oh, my God. Okay, yes. Please ask me questions. Everybody distract me. I need to, like, give me the questions. Okay, so what's the budget? Ian wants to know the budget of the Tremors movie. This is the budget. This right here is the fucking budget. I don't even... So, I would say, okay... It's the budget is, I spent, yeah, maybe like $5 for, I had to get 2 2-liter bottles to make this. And the reason I did 2 was I didn't know if I would like fuck it up. So I needed to have an extra one and I did fuck it up. So then I spray painted this one instead, but I needed 2 2-liter bottles. So I spent $5 to buy the 2-liter bottles. So $5, I would say, for the whole movie. Now I'm trying to think, like, what else was it? Because then this is our big graboid, which is just a bucket on a string. And as everybody knows, this is one of my favorite effects of all time. Like, I just drag this through corn and leaves, and it's fucking cool. And if anybody wants to know, like, right now, so on the Tremor Saga's YouTube channel, if you want to jump out of the live for a minute and find out, it did get uploaded a video, a rough cut of the opener to our new Tremors movie called Hunting Ground, which I must say is pretty fucking good myself. Like, I wouldn't say that about our first one. The first movie that we made, Tremors Far Afield, is pretty campy and weird, and there was a whole bunch of, like, figuring things out and working quirks out. Like, originally, the graboid in that one was a sock, like this. And then, but now we've upgraded. So now we took pantyhose, and I might just keep this on for the whole time. Yeah, Ian, go check it out and come on back. because it's pretty cool. It's only 6 minutes. The opener is only 6 minutes long, but it's awesome, and you'll understand why I love it so much. But the previous Graboid tentacle was just a brown sock, but now we've taken red pantyhose and spray painted it partially brown. So then it's like, and it's awesome. So that's our budget. Is none. I can't even say the five because I drank the Coke and the Sprite that were in those 2 liter bottles. So is that like a budget when I'm actually just like drinking things I would normally drink anyway? I don't think so. No. But this is so cool to me. And then should I put my sock back on, or do you just want to know that there's one? Like, one with a, like, foot, and then there's one with a sock. Like, let me know. Should I put my sock back on or take them both out? I thought you found a way to chug drugs. No. When I said Coke, no. Oh, my God. Honestly, I'm not, that's not my bag, yo. I'm a lower grade drug person, the easier ones and all that jazz. Obviously, because look at this outfit; it's very like mushroom pagan holiday thing here. But yeah, thanks for being here, Dina. Again, we'll be here at least 2 hours for sure. I just jumped ahead in my list of things. I really want to talk about the IT Crowd remake that happened in America, and I have this whole is my audio cutting out? Let me know, people in the chat, if my audio is cutting out. Cause I don't know for sure. I have no idea what's happening because I'm not you. But I want to talk about, and then I actually have a Doctor Who and Tremors thing. I have a side by side that I want to talk about there. The Horrific podcast, and then I have this idea for a Val and her phone call, a Val and Bert phone call that I'm talking to Michael Gross about, and then I want to hear your guys' Tremors ideas. I got to tell you about Don Michael Paul and Octavio and Zoran's text to me. It's amazing. But yeah, so I'm making a Tremors movie, so we'll come back to that. I want to like cycle back around to other things first, because we all know I'm making a Tremors movie, and it's awesome, it's great, it's dope. At least I think so. I hope so. I know the beginning is. Okay, cool. My audio is back. Whew! I'm good. I want to shout out right now two guys over at the Horrific podcast, Colin and Chris, who have been doing a Tremors review every 2 weeks. They started with Tremors 1 about 2 months ago, and they just did Tremors 6 last week, and then they're doing Tremors 7, and they actually are going to have me on to do a Tremors retrospective of all the movies, because they appreciate my insight. And I was actually listening to their episodes today, and the Tremors 6 episode specifically is like... Colin starts talking about how, like, oh, yeah, you know, like, we like Tremors. We're simple fans just coming in and checking this out or whatever. But if you want to hear someone, like, love Tremors, go listen to Levi on the Talking Tremors podcast. Just, like, do a live and just talk the shit about Tremors for just, like, ever. And it's just amazing, and I love it. I was like, whoa, hey, oh my God, cool, thank you so much, yes, oh yes, that's because that's what we do here. Like, it is Tremors, but like, this is a fan thing, this is a people who make things podcast, in my mind. I had to check something there. And I just like nerding out with all of you. Actually, Colin said this great thing where, so in Tremors 6, when Val like calls Bert, and Bert's like, oh, yeah, no, I'll go, because, like, she said the nerd words. And Colin was like, you know, it's one of those things where, like, when the nerd says the nerd words to the other nerds, the nerd's just like, let's go. Like, it doesn't matter. Someone said Graboids to Bert, and he was like, yep, fucking, you said the key word. Let's go. That's all I needed to hear. Boom. And it's awesome. And I love nerding out with people. And I hope that everybody who has left this right now, it went and watched the opener, and they didn't just leave me because I'm boring. We went from like seven people to one person in the chat. And because of that, I will put this sock on. You've all convinced me. But yeah, when you nerd out about stuff, it's infectious. It brings other people around. If Alicia was in here right now, I love Alicia Pearson, one of my favorite fan fiction authors for Tremors. If Alicia was here right now, I'll say it anyway, where it's like, she's the one that taught me when it comes to this show that it doesn't matter what I say, because I have such a clear passion for it that we just go for it. And we just have a fun time here, and this is weird, and my head is super duper itchy, but I don't care. Like, I am committing to this. This is a thing, and we are doing all of this. Yeah. And yeah, so I was actually listening to their Tremors 5 episode today, and it was actually really sad. And I'm not gonna, please don't spoil anything in the chat, because I'm pretty sure Colin might be here. I'm not sure. He hasn't spoken up yet. But I'm pretty sure he'll watch it, because I told him I was gonna talk about him. I was so sad. They're talking about Tremors 6, and they're like, they can tell the decline that started happening. And like, they were so, like, their other episodes, they're much more upbeat, but then this Tremors 6 one, they're just like, I don't understand, like, what's going on here. Like, this is all a bunch of bullshit. It's like, what is this? Like, how can we have 4 to 5 great movies, and this, all of a sudden, there's this drop-off? Like, what happened here? And Colin, please forgive me on that accent. I like Scottish accents. It's one of my favorites. I do Jonathan Melville's accent all the time. The guy who wrote the Tremors Guide. Because John's got a lot of a bigger thing back here. It's in the throat, in here. And a lot of, like, because he'll do the same thing too, because he likes to talk about Doctor Who. And Doctor Who and Tremors. And whoa! Wow! Daniel Quigley's here! My wonderful golden retriever of a writer man! Oh! Boom! My God. Yes! Cool! So we had Dina here earlier, and then there's Dan. I love Dan and the Susans. Holy shit, we just jumped up to 6th year. Where the fuck is everybody coming from? Did you hear about how much I love Tremors? Is it? News team, assemble! Ba-dum, 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 ba-dum. Tremors. December. And you know, Dan, while you're here, so, okay, I was listening, like, to your We Have Issues episode where you were talking about Jar Jar, and, like, I know that there's that whole, like, I think it's you and producer Sean having, like, a back-and-forth debate about it or whatever, but look, I'm not gonna be, like, a Jar Jar apologist, but I've never understood the hate for Jar Jar Binks. Alright, yeah, sure. Would I have loved, like, Darth Jar Jar to be a thing? Of course, because that sounded awesome. But, like, also, it's like, I don't know, Misa just here in a Star Wars movie. Did you know that Jar Jar in a Tremors movie, too? I said, like, the bigger worm, my man. Like, I don't know, it's fun. I'm into it. Oh, my God, I love how my regular voice actually almost sounded like Jar Jar for a second. Ew, hey, that's the Burka, my man. He a Kusa. He's a big Jedi dude, sir. Burkhammer would be an awesome Jedi, as a point of fact there. But I just want you to know that I agree that, like, the Jar Jar hate is, like, the stupidest thing in the world. And, like, there's bigger things to hate than that. That was my point on, Oh, Dan's a massive fan of Ahmed Best. Sean got him to do a cameo for my birthday a year or so back. Oh my god, Ian's, maybe the Graboid's tongues should be mini Jar Jars. So it's the Graboid, and then, so then the tongues are mini Jar. Oh, okay, I got this now. I'm panicking. Oh, no. Oh, I know. I got this. This is prop time. Prop time in the city. Oh, with the things. Okay, because we got two of them here. All right. Here, we're gonna, ready? Everybody, we're gonna try this. Prop comedy.
sir. You, sir. Yes, sir. What's up, sir? You know, we should go and eat that burger, man. Ooh, he be a tasty. Mm-mm-mm. You know, I was a thing. I was thinking that, you know, like, when the Han Solo was on that planet in the Star Wars? Oh, yes, sir, I remember. He fought a grabber. That was a thing. Oh, sir, it was a big thing. He went, wah! That's us! That is us, sir.
Okay, just as a point of fact, too, I don't like Star Wars. I'm not even gonna say that. All right, so look, no. Doctor Who is better than all of them. I'm sorry. I will be like, Star Trek is cool. Star Wars is all right. Stargate is better than both of them. But then up here is Doctor Who, and I'm just like, I don't care. You're just not competing. Honestly, I think the reason I'm like ambivalent about Star Wars is that I just watched it at too young of an age, and it just didn't. It was too. I can't say it was too kooky or campy because I love campy things, but I don't know. I still try to figure out my ambivalency of Star Wars to this day. Because, like, you want to know what my favorite Star Wars movies are? Like, Han Solo and Rogue One. And I liked The Last Jedi. And then, you know what? I kind of, like the prequel trilogy more than the OG trilogy. Besides Attack of the Clones, I fall asleep during Attack of the Clones every time. And I try to watch it with complete sincerity, and I fall asleep for some reason. But you know, it's a thing. I actually haven't watched The Rise of Skywalker because I hear it's terrible, and I'm good on that. I've watched Tremor Shrieker Island. I know how to ruin a franchise, and I just, you know, I don't need to see it again. So yeah, Star Wars is okay, but I have to, for Daniel's sake here, be like, Jar Jar gets too much hate. Jar Jar did nothing wrong. You know, that's my... Oh, hold on. Actually, I need to do one thing. I have to... Oh, my God. I just realized... hold on. I need to, like... Oh, my God. I need to... Yeah. Is Caitlin sending videos of the... Oh, my God. She is. Damn it, Caitlin. So, you're in the chat and you're sending... Okay. I'm just going to do this then, Caitlin. Because I thought she was. I just got a message in my group chat of Caitlin sending a video of this podcast to, like... I knew you were here, Anthony, you bastard, trying to hide back there. Jar Jar did nothing wrong. You know, oh, while Anthony's here too, I just got to say this. I'm going to do this for him as my making up for doing too many notes on his rewrite video. Oogie Boogie did nothing wrong. Nothing. Okay, bro. Like, and good night, Ian. Have a good night. Oh my God, you're in Japan. That's awesome. Thanks for being here, bro. And again, watch Ian Ayuse's Tremors reboot, part one by Denis Villeneuve. Fucking hilarious. All right, Edwin, I saw you arguing with Anthony on this. I'm gonna do, and this is the costume for it. And yeah, come back later. You know, like, everybody enjoy this. These are always fun to watch later on too. Oogie Boogie did nothing wrong. Okay, look. Jack knew what Lock, Shock, and Barrel were gonna do when they, like, he sent them out to go get that fucking Easter Bunny. Might have died if, like, they hadn't actually, like, oh, did we get the right one? If they had just taken him to Oogie Boogie and had no, like, that fucking Easter Bunny would have been dead, because an Easter Bunny's got no magical powers. All right, so, like, the fact that, like, Jack was like, I want you to go and steal Santa Claus. And then, but don't take him to Oogie Boogie. He's your boss. Like, I know that I'm, like, the mayor king of Halloween Town here. And yeah! Oh, Ben's right! You can't punish the shark for sharking. No, he didn't hold Santa captive. Jack did. Jack let He was in... Santa was in a fucking black bag the last time Jack saw him. I'm getting like... You ever seen that video where that guy is talking about Glinda the Good? She fucking came down in a bubble, dude! She's a good witch! You can't... What are you talking about? This is... God! This is a running joke for Caitlin and I all the time. She came down in a bubble! Come on! Santa was in a black trash bag. A fucking black trash bag. You know what happens to people in black trash bags? They die. Thank you, Caitlin, for your laughter. Because this is so true. You don't fucking put someone in a bag like that. That's the body bag. That's a cheap body bag. And fucking like... And he knew that because Jack had seen Lock, Shock, and Barrel have the Easter Bunny in a body bag. And then when like they like even brought him up and oh my God, I'm so loud. Caitlin's done. Jack didn't hold like, no. Look, Oogie, no. Jack had Lock, Shock, and Barrel hold him captive. It was all Jack. Jack is king of Halloween Town. They were following the king's orders. All right. He saw him, because I haven't watched Nightmare, I was going to say Nightmare on Elm Street, Nightmare Before Christmas in a while, but I'm pretty sure they even opened a bag, like, to see Santa, because they, like, he has candy on his beard and stuff, so Jack gets a, like, oh, okay, I know that that's Santa, that's the one, but hey, don't take him back, don't take him to Boogie, because they knew he was going to do it, he knew, and he still let it happen. Jack was like, you know, plausible deniability here. Don't take him to Oogie Boogie. I'm going to go replace Santa Claus. But, you know, don't take him to that evil monster thing that's going to eat him. It's because it's bad. Don't do that, guys. No. Like, Jack, Santa doesn't need to understand Christmas. Oh, my God. Santa is Christmas. No. Ben was right, and so is Anthony. Okay. Like, if on this point, Edwin, you were so pissed about that Twitter thread earlier where that girl had the cat that ate the hamster, and then she was blaming the cat for being, like, not a vegan. It's a vegan cat. That's the same thing. If there's another animal in the house and it gets eaten by the larger predatory animal, you're not going to blame the larger predatory animal. You're going to blame the adult that fucking put them in the same room together. And yes, Ben is right. Jack kidnapped Santa Claus to replace him. Jack, until Jack had that whole epiphany and the people were shooting at him and, like, he finally, like, fell out of the sky and he's like, I'm Jack the Pumpkin King, and which is awesome. I love that song. And, like, until that point, Jack thought that he was going to be Santa forever. He was like, I'm tired of my old life. I don't want to be the king of the pumpkin towns. I'm going to be the Santa towns now. And no. It was only a learning experience after. After he fucked up, then he realized what he needed to do. Up until that point, it was Jack having this completely selfish, narcissistic need to completely replace Santa. Santa was gonna be killed by Jack's hands on purpose. He fucking knew it. He was just, all Jack was doing was just like, I gave it to Lock, Shock, and Barrel. Whoops, whatever happens, am I right? No, Jack, and in fact, even without that, Jack's still an asshole. Fucking Sally over here, I was going to say Sally Fields. Sally over here is, like, the main protagonist of the story, actually doing something and, like trying to be a better person, even though she literally falls apart all the time, like, trying to, like, get Jack to notice her and shit. But Jack is like, oh, no, I'm all, like, weepy and shit, and I can't be the pumpkin king. Oh, I'm going to go be the Christmas king. Fucking dick. Fucking dick, man. And so all Oogie Boogie did was when someone, he's just a cat, and someone brought a hamster into his house, and he went, nom, nom. Being alone isn't a reason to, like, eat other people. I'm alone right now, and I'm not eating. I'm reading your comments. I'm not eating you. In fact, I'm, like, helping other people. I'm helping Anthony, because I already fucked over Anthony, and I was like, you know what? I did that wrong. I'm going to do that better. No! No! That's not an excuse. Anyway, that was a very loud tangent. But the point is that Oogie Boogie is a shark. Sharks be sharkin'. You can't... Are you going to... And here's the thing. So if you're watching Jaws... Do you blame the shark for eating people? And you know what? This is a Tremors podcast, all right? I'm going to say this. Do you blame the Graboids for eating people? Yes, sure, it's like bad. Oh, no, I don't want to see my friends and family die. That sucks. Are you actually blaming them for doing what, like, an animal does? Nope. They're just eating. You come into perfection. You come here. You come into my town. I'm going to eat you. I'm a little Graboid. No. And Oogie never left. Oogie never left his house, bro. I'm done. And no. The Indominus Rex is actually bad. That's a poor example, Anthony. Because the Indominus Rex, like, had, like, behavioral issues. Like, actual. And they call it out in the movie. Like, it had behavioral issues and was a problem. And it was hunting for sport because it didn't know any better. And it's not even a villain. It just didn't know any better. And on this point, like, El Blanco knows better. Like, when to eat people and when to not, because, like, you know, El Blanco tunnels underneath the store all the time and doesn't attack the store because he's like, yeah, you know, I know that those people are cool. I'm going to eat the tourists who are stupid enough to come into town. And Edwin, you're wrong. Like, I love you. You're my producer, and I'm going to send you all of the early footage of this movie that we're making. You're still wrong. Like, Oogie Boogie did nothing wrong. And Indorex did have to die, but on this point, are you going to blame the Indorex for existing, or are you going to blame InGen for creating that monster? You know who should, like, have been killed and eaten in that movie? Fucking Bryce Dallas Howard. And honestly, she's a great actress. I love her so much. She should have been eaten in that movie for causing all of that to happen in the first place. That's hundreds of thousands of people had their lives taken because someone wanted to make another extra buck, just as a fucking point of fact. Wow. I hope Anthony was here for that and appreciated that. And on my rewrite note about the human leg thing, I have to say this for everybody, so that way I'm held accountable for this. I didn't realize it because it was so early in the morning. What I was trying to say with the human leg thing and then the wine, I thought you could do, like, a Lost Boys reference. Because they have the, like, oh, the wine, drink some wine. And I thought that that would work as, like, oh, he's, like, connecting dots of, like, oh, is that blood? Oh, it's not. And then you ramp it up from there. Because I got what you were trying to go for. Where it's like, oh, no, that Anthony is, like, so paranoid that he's, like, making things, like, appear in his head. It's his unreliable third-person narrative. I just thought there could be, you know, a ramp of that just a little bit. Like, that first one was just a little too hard. And I thought, like I said, the wine, the deep red wine thing is such a cool, like, oh, that's, I like that. Honestly, they do it in Doctor Who, or the Madame Vastra is, like, pouring. She's like, there are two liquids on your planet that have the consistency of red wine. This is not one of them. And just like, oh, she's drinking people. That's weird. She's drinking blood, and she's a lesbian. Put all that into there. I don't care, because TikTok's not around anymore, so I can say that stuff. So I'm sorry, Anthony, if you listened to this back. I was trying to make a Lost Boys reference, and I fucked it up because it was too early in the morning. So that's my bad. And now everybody go listen to We Have Issues. That's it. Go listen. Go watch the live read of the vampire movie. And actually, I have this note. Anthony, I want to see your Tremors movie so bad. All right, because I know it would be funny and weird and different. And if you hate those sequels so much, I want to see, like, what you can make out of it. I'm talking about Anthony's Tremors movie. But I want everybody in the chat. If you're in the chat, there's six people in the chat right now. One of the things I want all of you to say and talk about is I want your Tremors movie's ideas. I am super duper excited for it. Because I want everybody to make Tremors movies. Like, I'm making one, and that's cool. That's awesome. Thanks. Cool. I'm great at it. Very pompous. I'm not great at it. I'm all right at it. Edwin. The guy I could be arguing with could be called Edwin. I'm just self-inserting myself now. I'm making my own movie, and I need to put myself in Levi's movie. Okay, I should spoil the plot of mine. Oh, yeah, and just tell them. Yeah, please do. And I'll read it out loud. No, Edwin, if you feel comfortable, I will read the plot of your Tremors movie out loud right now. That was why I was so glad that Ian was here. And Ian was here with the, because he did the Tremors Dune rebooted thing, and he's going to keep going. I like that. It's a different thing. I love that Ben's here, and, like, Ben Swords do it, like, and he's got his alt fiction of where Val and Earl end up. And, honestly, on the note of Ben's, so I've been sending that opener to, like, people that I know that might like it, and one of my best friends, Ben McClintock, finally watched it, and so then we, like, started having a conversation about it, and he was like, oh man, what if there was like a bone tomahawk thing where like a graboid gets someone like on each side and like pulls them apart? I was like, oh my god, that's awesome. And then he was like, yeah, okay, what if it's like a farmer in a field like plowing, and then like it like they split him on the plow? And I was like, I fucking love this. You just wrote the opener to the fourth movie that I'm gonna make, because I have a third one that's already in my head and I'm working on for this one, after this one. But then I want to do the prequel because Tremors 4 is my favorite Tremors movie. And then Ben was like, yeah, okay, so like, what if it's like this, you have like an old Indian shaman like that's like telling stories about graboid lore, and then there's like the caves in the Appalachias, and it's, you know, that's how they travel and hide around. And I was like, all right, look, Ben, you actually just hit two plot points of that movie that I was already going to do, which is because I love Tecopa in Tremors 4 doing the thing about the, my ancestors speak a spirit piece that come from these mountains, blind to all and killing. And I will read your pitch in a minute here, Edwin. I want to finish this first. So keep going. And I love that, where it's like, oh, graboids have been around for millions of years. Why don't we know more about them? Well, let's explore that. And like, I always love the, who gets ignored when it comes to those kinds of things. So that Ben hit that one. And then the other one was that, so the mountain range from the Appalachians to the Scottish Highlands are the same mountains. They're actually like the same mountain range that got split from time. And I think it would be so cool to like have a thing where like the Scottish like Highlands, like graboids are like the same as those in like Pennsylvania and Tennessee. And that's where, like, we get, like, British graboid movie, like, which would be awesome and cool. And if I can get all my friends to do really bad Scottish accents, we can pretend like that's what's happening there and have a back and forth going on. And, yeah, Ben nailed it. And I was like, ah, cool. Okay, so that means it's a good idea, and we're going to do that, and I appreciate it. Booyah. And Ben was like, oh, yeah, what if it's, like, you know, I am you and you are me and we are all together? And I was like, or, like, what if it's just, like, we've watched the same movies and TV shows and we share pop cultural visual knowledge and we're just following the path that other people laid out before us and just keep going. So that's Tremors 1500s pitch. All right, Edwin, I'm going to read yours. Edwin Banks, a deaf mute, sees a man on a water tower while heading to a hunting spot. He climbs up the tower, leaving his stuff behind. The man is extremely dehydrated and he only has 3 words. Don't trust ground. Deaf mute goes to the grounds, looks at his bud's text messages. While he's turned around, his bike sinks into the ground. He doesn't notice this until the tentacles sneak out of the ground. He runs up to the ladder and tries to shoot at it with his rifle, but the tentacle grabs it and sucks it under. And that's the opening. If oversimplified. But that's good, Edwin. I like that. Honestly, the deaf mute thing is a, like, that's a concept I've always wanted to play with Tremors. Because, like, with graboids, you have to be quiet. So having someone who's, like, deaf or mute or something like that, like, adds another level of, like, oh, can they even hear it? Do they even know what they're supposed to do? I love that. Just, like, I've always wanted to do something, with someone with Parkinson's dealing with graboids. So it's someone with tremors, like actual body tremors, having to deal with the graboid situation and having to like find ways to calm themselves and not move and make noise so the graboids don't hear them. Yeah, and this deaf mute thing is good. I like that. It takes a lot of his power away. This is Edwin. It takes a lot of his power away. Unless he sees it, he won't understand that help has arrived. That's actually really good. And you're going to do that as an animated short, I think, is what he's talking about. He's talked about before about doing that. So, yes. There's a scene where a cop he messaged for finds him in the night and gets sucked under. Ah, oh, that would be cool. And DM never is DM direct message never realizes? Like, what does that 100% mean? I'm not sure. That's fine. I'm just checking. I just wanted to see if TikTok, like, reinstated my thing here. But probably not. Deaf mute never realizes. Okay, that's cool. I like that, Edwin. Cool. Just the two words. Now I'm trying to think of like names for it. Like, what do we call it? Tremors. Silence. No. Okay. Tremors. Silent, but deadly. I'm sorry. That was bad. That was an Anthony fucking Pitches Get Stitches level of pun bad. Forgive me on that. I like everybody. More Tremors movies, the better. I always talk about this all the time, where I don't care who you are. If you love Tremors enough that you're making a Tremors movie, that's a great Tremors movie. It doesn't matter. I don't really care. It can be I'm being hyperbolic by saying, like, it can be the shittiest movie ever. I don't care. It's fantastic to me. You made a Tremors movie, keep it up. Keep it going. Unless you're Don Michael Paul, at which point, direct a Tremors movie. Get someone else to write it. Like, that's... I love you, bud. You need better writers to help you out there. Okay. To this point, then, I gotta brag about this, because this is so awesome to me. I texted Don Michael Paul and was like, hey, we did an opener to our Tremors movie. You want to watch it? He's like, yeah. Oh, yeah, I'd love to watch it. And he's like, oh, I actually loved it. I love that you're carrying on the legacy of Tremors. It deserves you. And I was like, fuck me. Okay, man. Oh, you're too kind, man. I appreciate you. I got to get you on this show, too, and have a whole thing about that. Because thanks, Don. And then I was tweeting, and I had Zoran around. Because I was wearing Zoran's social mediaskis shirt at the beginning of the Tremors movie. And I was like, oh, yeah, I love you. That shirt, and then I wear the Ostrich Colony Comics t-shirt from We Have Issues. And I was like, I love these guys. You know, all of you, my Tremors friends, don't live anywhere near me at all. So I can't get you here, and I can't get to you. But I like to try to incorporate you however I can. And that was my way of incorporating them. And Zoran just said that, like, Levi, you are too kind. Don't ever change. And I was just like, oh, no. Actually, no. Levi, you are one of a kind. Don't ever change. And I was just like, God damn it, Zoran. All right, so that's two. Two for two of just being like, what are you doing? This is amazing. And I'm like, I don't take compliments well. Thanks. I really appreciate this. And I'm going to hold it to myself of just like, yeah, that means a lot. Thank you. And so then, that's two. And then... Octavio Lopez San Juan, who I've had on this show before, who's writing the second Tremors book. Like, this is the first one by Jonathan Melville. Octavio is writing a book from the perspective of Michael Gross, and it goes all the way up till Tremors 7. And he's a Spanish dude, and I had him on this show, and we had a fun time just, like, nerding out. And he was like, hey, he asked me, like, a couple days ago, like, hey, I have some questions about the book. So if I, like, message you, will you be able to, like, answer the questions? And I was like, oh, yeah, like, I have a whole Talking Tremors podcast. I should be able to answer questions about Tremors, right? He ended up messaging me one that was about, like, how many drafts are there in Tremors 5? And, like, are there more drafts? Or, like, well, how many, like, specifically versions of Tremors 5 are there? I was like, well, I know there's only two. There's the one they wrote, and they did, like, 7 to 8 drafts, the Stampede Entertainment one. And that's, you know, that was over the 10-year period. And I was like, but my information comes from this article written by another film nerd for what was Graffiti with Punctuation. It's now One Heat Minute Productions news article. And it's called Graboids Down Under, the whole story about the Tremors 5 that was originally supposed to happen with Burt Gummer going to Australia. It was written by Stampede Entertainment and all that. And I was like, oh, yeah, no, here's this article where I learned that from. And I actually, this is another thing that I did, and I was just laughing. I was like, yeah, and I actually helped get this article written because I got the guy who wrote the article, and I got him, like, hooked up with Steve so then, like, they could, you know, talk about it and get it done. And that's where we actually got our the only synopsis and draft of Tremors 5 out there that we can actually read. And I was like, yeah, no, another thing that I did, it's fun. And Octavia was like, oh, my God, I forgot about that article. Thank you so much. And wow, you really, like, are, like, amazing at this. And Octavio literally said, I love your enthusiasm. You are the number one Tremors fan in the world. And I was like, you're actually writing a book on that. So I think you might know. I can't deny that. Fuck. And I'm not going to cry. I'm okay. I'm fine. Everything's fine. Don't look at my face right now. But yeah, so I had Don and Zorin and Octavio all simultaneously on separate occasions tell me that I'm doing the best things possible for Tremors. And I just kind of like, yeah, I don't know. I like it. I don't know how to talk about how cool I am. I know it seems like it. I can, like, be funny. But there's not really anything to be funny about that with. That's just cool. still reeling over that. Now I'm fumfering. Now I'm doing this thing that I was talking about earlier when you're talking alone and your little trick. Now I'm just like, oh, this is a pause that I'm taking because it's totally, like, planned and not me trying to think of something to say. Yeah, that was dramatic. That was a dramatic pause on purpose. Not me out of options. Yeah. I don't know. Just cool. I appreciate all of you guys. Everybody that's in the chat and doing stuff right now. Because while it may look like I'm beautiful and magical and all that jazz, you know, my life isn't perfect either. Jesus. Okay. So I have a thing here that I wrote down where I want, like, horror stories from my life. And this actually, again, that one went back to, damn it, Anthony, you just can't. We have issues, just won't ever leave me. I went and listened to Don't Make It Weird, and, like, and I was trying to get away from you, and then you show up in episode 7, and I was like, oh my God, I was literally trying to get away from this, and I'm like 2 days in, and now I'm listening to you again. Awesome. And then I was like, I'm gonna jump ahead to Dina's, like, Escaping the Cult episode, and it's like, literally, like, the first 5 minutes of them, like, oh, yeah, we just had, like, Anthony and Steven on the last episode, and we're going to talk all about it. I'm like, oh, my God, I can't escape this. So I just can't escape it, Anthony, and that's fine. Neither one of us can escape each other. We're just, we're doing this. But I told Anthony I wanted him to share more horror stories from his life on the show, but I thought that I needed to do that first as a solidarity thing. I wanted to go back to when Caitlin and I were doing this episode together, and we were talking about making our first Tremors movie and, like, what made us, like, want to do that. And Caitlin kept getting close to it, and I could tell she just didn't know whether or not that was appropriate or how long she wanted to say it in the podcast, but she kept like skirting by the reason why we ended up doing that one, just because what the fuck is happening? At that time, there was this whole thing that went down where my sister literally up and moved to Arizona with a guy that we're pretty sure is either like a sex trafficker or a drug trafficker. And she had 3 kids with another one pregnant in her belly. Shamar was born by then. Like taking these 4 kids down to Arizona. And to contextualize this, so we have like all raised these kids since they were like born. Their dad's not in the picture. He ended up going to jail a while ago, like a long while ago, like 5 years ago, 6 years ago. And so he hasn't been around a lot. And me and Caitlin and my dad and my mom have all like raised these boys. That's why at the end of every episode I say thank you to my mom, my dad, my sister, and Shande, Chantrell, Samaje, Shamar, and Sahil. Because they mean so much to me. They're like the absolute most important people in our lives in terms of our family. Our families are always the most important things in our lives. They should be, even if it's the friends, your friend family. That family that you make is so important. And like we were all raising these kids. And Lacey was just going on a vacation was what the thing was, and then literally up and moved. And I was talking earlier how we have this game on building, this business that we're starting. Like Lacey was living in the top floor of that, like it's a whole building, and she was living in the top floor apartment. And like nobody's commenting. I'm so worried right now. Somebody say something. Like, she was living in the top floor, like, with a whole living room and TV sets and everything and beds, and it was all literally right there, to the point where all of the boys' clothes are still up there. Most of the things they're all up there still. You're all enraptured. Okay, cool. Great. Because this is, like, one of the most, like, one of about 20 things that are the worst things that have ever happened to me. And she was living in that building, and then just click up and left. And literally the last time I had talked to her was like, I was cleaning out a shed out here on the farm. And she was like, oh, hey, can you watch the boys? I was like, oh, I would love to. I'm like, I literally have to do this. Like once I'm done though, I would love to watch them on the weekend, but I have to finish cleaning this. And then I'm, you know, get my work done and then I'm good to go on it. And that was the last time I talked to her. And then 2 weeks later, she's in Arizona being like, oh, no, I had to move. I had to change my life. My life was being stagnant, and I had to – and it was all very much an illusory bullshit reason. Like, because when I talked to Lacey, it was a whole like, oh, no, mom and dad are pissing me off, and I have to, like, go away from them. And again, this was a whole vacation. She had taken the boys out of school. Like, this was, like, in April going into May – and there's still a month of school left, and she took the boys out of school to go on this vacation and just moved. And just moved to Arizona all of a sudden. And it broke us all. Me and Caitlin and my mom and my dad. And just like, my dad would come over and we would sit out on the deck. And like, me and my dad work together. I do construction. Edmund, as I was talking and telling Dina, you thought I was a farmer. I do live on a farm. And I was cleaning out that shed for my landlord that I live on this farm for. Like, I have multiple jobs. I'm a farmer. I'm a contractor. I have an arcade that I'm running. I do a podcast, you know. I make movies. I spin my plates, man. And me and my dad work together. That's our business. And Pappy would come over and he would just like sit on the deck not knowing what to do. And it would get to the point where it's like, I would talk to my dad and try to be there for him as much as I can. But it would be like, Pappy, I have to get up and move and do something. I cannot, like... and I'm in this pain too. Like, I completely understand. I'm in this pain too. This hurts, and it's wrong, and I understand. And you have all these fears, because our biggest thing was, like, if Lacey was alone and a single, like, person, you know what, if you want to pack up and move, that's what that is. To take four children from the ages of 1 to 8, you know, 8, 7, 6, and a 1-year-old, and just take them and move them to another state entirely, uproot them from the life that they've known forever without so much. And this was the thing that I ended up having a schism with my sister about, even when I was trying to be cool. It was, we didn't even get to say goodbye. Like, they just left. Like, imagine raising something, and this is a great parallel to Stampede Entertainment being like having Tremors taken away. You didn't even get to say goodbye to it. Like, it just unceremoniously ripped out of your hands. You're in pain. Everything hurts because you didn't even get a chance to move away from that thing on any kind of, like. And as I told her at the time, it's like, oh, Lacey, like, if I had gotten to say goodbye, this would be a little easier. If you want to pack up and move your life, it's your choice. That's to do this and to, in essence, negate everything that's happened is like, what did I do? And like, the last time I told her that, like, Lacey, the last time I spoke to you, we were having a good conversation, and I couldn't watch the boys, and I would watch them that weekend, and now, like, 2 weeks later, and you're gone. I don't understand. So this happened, and like I said, Pappy, like, I used to smoke weed, and I don't anymore because of this, which, I think weed is, like, the greatest drug that there is, and I still recommend it to people, like, all the time. It's tops. Don't drink alcohol. Go smoke weed. Go smoke weed and go do some shrooms. Boom. Live your life. It'll be awesome. You'll thank me. I promise. It's way better than drinking. But also, if you want to drink, you know, whatever you want to do. That's always my, like, whatever you want to do. Like, it's your body, your life, your problems. Like, that's cool. Like, I stopped smoking weed because it was literally, like, there was so much pain. Nothing mattered anymore. And it was like, I'm just, I understand that I could smoke all I wanted. This is not going to, like, solve anything here. And, like, months go by, about 3 months go by of this, like, Pappy showing up, talking, me being like, I don't know what to do. You're my dad. I'm supposed to go to you for this. Like, I love you, Ben. Thank you. I'm supposed to go to you for help, and you need my help, and I don't know. I this is my sister. I can't. I have even less control or power over this. You have more power here. And with all of us having feared, because the guy that she was with, like I said, we had already seen and heard the rumblings of, and even talked to the police about, you know, possible sex trafficking and drug trafficking, which seems ironic when I'm like, do drugs, but it's like, there was a time where one of Lacey's boyfriends sent us pictures of Lacey doing things to people. And let it be noted that I didn't mind talking about using olives as a female masturbation tool earlier. So when I go, like, doing things, understand that that's a subject that even I'm like, whoa, fuck, man. You know, those are pictures that you never want to see sent to you from about your sibling. So, you know, and we all got them. And my dad got them. My mom got them. Caitlin got them. We all got them. So we all have these fears, and, like, we love these boys, and they're down in Arizona, and it's painful, and, like, 3 months go by, and eventually my mom drives down, or she flies. She either flies or drives. I think she drove. She flew down and drove back. She flies down to Arizona with another guy, like, Craig guy, to have him help and be, like, be a man there, to be like, no, look, Lacey, you are leaving. You are not staying here. This is horrible. Like, you have to leave. And even more so, trying to be that buffer for, and as this is, like, this is where, let this story be told in terms of, like, if Lacey's listening, I know she's not, but if Lacey's listening, let it be known that it's like, I know that there was another influence in that of, like, she was with that guy. I'll call him out, T-Mac. Like, he was, like, in the car. You're in a car with a guy that's abusive. All, and you're in Mississippi, and, you know, and you're driving. You don't have a choice. You're going to listen to that guy. He's going to take you everywhere. Like, that's your... And she's tiny. Like, Lacey's just this little tiny person. She's badass. She's fucking badass. Like, beat a motherfucker. But, you know, sometimes... Even the strongest person in the world sometimes can't beat up their biggest problems. So I have a massive amount of sympathy and empathy for this situation. And Mom went down and was like, Lacey, no, we know, we're all aware of what's happening here. Please, we gotta leave. And Lacey left. Like, Lacey went with Mom and drove back, and they went to the Grand Canyon. That's how I know that she flew down and they drove back, because around Shamar's birthday, which is July 19th, I called them. I had no idea about any of this. And I called them to be like, hey, I miss you guys. What's up? And they're all in a car, and they're like, hey, yeah, we're coming back. And I'm like, oh my God, what the fuck is fucking happening? This is insane. Okay. Whoa, what the fuck, man? Great, that's great, awesome, cool. My heart's been broken. I've gone through what I can only describe as the biggest depression of my life. But cool. Moving on up. I love that. Thank you. Awesome, great. And Mom brings her back. And literally the first day that Lacey comes back, she's like, will you watch the boys? And Caitlin and I ended up watching the boys. Haven't seen them in months. They're ripped out of our arms. And we're like, we're going to watch them now. Yeah. Because we were, you know, obviously, I don't care. That's my brain scrambling. Yes, I love my nephews. I'm there for them. This is where the story gets interesting. All right. So Lacey comes back, and, like, Caitlin and I had this thing of, like, so, are we going to talk about this? Like, are we going to get an apology from Lacey? Is there anything that's going to happen here to acknowledge this horror that we all just got put through over 3 months? Is anybody going to, like, say anything and do anything? Because, again, she's my sister, so I can't be like, oh, you know, I'm in charge. Like, it's my parents' job as to do that. Like, we're both, like, Lacey's, actually, she's turning 30 this year. And this happened last year, and Lacey's turning 30 this year, so she would have been 29, you know. And I'm only 33, so it's like, I don't have that control here. But it's all, it's still, I have enough self-worth to be like, but you broke my brain and feelings. Are you going to at least apologize? Are we going to at least get that? And Mom and Dad both had this thing because they're grandparents, and they were so afraid of losing their grandkids ever again, that they didn't want Lacey to feel uncomfortable. All right. And we talked earlier that honesty is my best policy on the, and it was like they, and I, to an extent, I understand that of like, yeah, that's, I get it. Like, it's easier for me and Caitlin cause we're younger. So there's more of a time ability to like make things up again. When you're older like that, then like you want as much time with your grandkids as possible. You don't want another, all of a sudden move to Arizona situation again. That's bad. However, everybody started to kind of get resentful towards us for being like, I'd like an apology though. Like, I got to keep watching the kids and keep doing this. I need some, and it's not even, I can't even say an apology is the thing. I need Lacey to come in and recognize and have a discussion about this and move on, because Lacey left. And like, this is the, like, she was living in this Game On building, and this whole business was her idea. Initially, she come back and she's like, oh yeah, now I'm back in. Right. And it's like, what? I mean, you know, and Caitlin and I had literally been working down there doing drywall and mudding this whole building. And it was just like, okay. Like, I don't, you can come back if you say a couple things in my mind. But Pappy was like, no, it's fine. She gets to just like come back. And yes, needed accountability. Because to move forward with someone like that, you need to know, like, okay, are you going to do that? In my mind, are you going to do that again? That's always my, the apology doesn't matter so much as, like, I need you to say this out loud that you're not going to do this again. Like, that you, it's not the apology to be like, oh, I know that this was bad and I know that, I shouldn't have done this. I'm not going to do that again. Then it's like, okay, cool, great, move on. And just as a point of fact, that conversation still hasn't happened yet. And there eventually reached a point where Pappy, through some contrived reasons, because he had me have some kids down there helping us out, he didn't like that I had them on the scaffoldings. Like, he was upset about that. I was like, I'm not, that's fine. And, oh, wow, Edwin, that's fine. I get it, man. I made Edwin bounce with this. Holy shit. Hey, man, this is real life. That's where it's like, to get to why I made that first Tremors movie, why we made that first Tremors movie. We're working on the building down at Game On, actually it was Saturday, but Saturday was, we were working down there, and I come back on Monday, and Pappy had changed the locks. Like, I went to go put my key in, and he had changed the locks on me within a day. We were there on Saturday, and I show up back on Monday. Working. All of this work is for free, too. Like, this is, like, our building. I'm not getting paid for any of this. And he changed the locks on me. And when I went to his house, he called the cops on me to be like, oh, no, like, you're trying to, like, attack me. It was like, I come down here because I'm like, what happened? Why are the locks changed? I was just here. Like, talk to me, explain. Nope. Instant call. No conversation. Not even, like, through the door. Like, he saw me walk up and was like, I'm calling the cops on you. I was like, wow, this is awesome. Great. Thank you. Then proceeded to have a whole family argument on social medias and elsewhere. Pappy sent an email out to Caitlin's parents telling them how she's a bad daughter. Some really heinous shit. All right. And I threw as much as was thrown back at me. That's not even me, like, washing my hands. No. Like, this was like a line in the sand after all of that. Holy shit. I'm fucking done. I'm broken now. Now I'm done. I'm broken and out, and I don't know what to do anymore. All right. And that was in August. And then, you know, then there's, like, September and then October. And this is, like, everything I'd been working on for 2 years was gone. Then my family was gone. Nobody was talking to us. None of this. And it comes time for Caitlin and I's anniversary. Like, no joke. It's our second anniversary. And we had planned to have a whole party with everybody. Like, it was an actual party that we were going to have, because we had our wedding during COVID. And we never got to actually have a wedding and a reception, so we were going to do all that. This all happens. It's like, how can we have any kind of party? There's no family. What's the point in this? And we didn't know what to do. And at one point, you know, because I do this podcast, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to make, let's go out and make a Tremors movie. Like, that's something that, like, we can do and we can control. And, like, let's go make that. Like, let's go do something with, you know, your hands and, like, exist as a person. So we did. So that's why there's a Tremors movie. That's why there's the first Tremors movie. That's why I'm laughing at Edwin, and I'm gonna call him out right now, even though he bounced. Like, that's the reason that you get a Tremors movie to, like, look at in the first place, is because we were so traumatized by all of that happened that we were like, we gotta have some control over our lives. Let's make a Tremors movie. We did. And it was a great learning experience and moved on from that. Like I said, that first movie is really campy and weird, but I appreciate the hell out of it because it got us through a time that we needed it to and made something better. I learned a lot through it. Caitlin learned a lot through it. And yeah, so that's oh my god. If Anthony ever listens back to this, that's my horror story. And that's hilariously probably on like the tame side of things for my life. Like that's I'd give that like a 5 out of 10 in terms of pain. But that's why there's tremors far afield. And there's literally one person in the chat now. And I think it's Ben. It's either Ben or Caitlin, which if it was Caitlin, then it's ironic because it's like she knows this already. Oh my god, Anthony. Oh. Oh shit, really? You magical mother humper. Wow. You heard all of that? Oh, wow. If you're in the chat, everybody who just heard that, please, like, sound off so I know when I talk to you again that you heard that and we have a level playing field of, like, you knew all of that. And Anthony, and as a point of fact, so Anthony actually we're friends on Facebook. That's how we, like, became friends. So Anthony knows full well how much those boys were a part of our lives. Like, that's, like, they're our Atlas. They're not our actual kids and all that. But they might as well be. Like, we raised them, we love them, they mean everything to us. And yeah, to have all that ripped out, brought back in again, and then ripped out again, and then brought back in again. And that's where, like, now we're back down at Game On again. And now we're still opening it up. I'm still doing it and not getting paid. I finally got another key to the new lock on it. Like, pain. Pain incarnate. I use that a lot, like when I'm writing, because it just pain incarnate sometimes. And you know, I'm glad Anthony. I think Anthony, you're the only one in here right now. And I'm glad that out of everybody, you're the one that heard that, because I want you to know that that's what I mean when I say that this book is like the greatest thing I've ever read in my life. Because what you went through with this, and then for you to, like, physically write your pain out and not, like, it's a metaphor. Like, the record player is a metaphor or whatever for the memories. But it was when I was re-listening to the episodes and commenting on the YouTubes last week and just being like, oh, my God, no. Like, I heard that the first time, and I caught, like, that the first time. But to really solidify the, like, oh no, so you were like packing your things and you put on an album and you went, oh my god, here's all this pain like flooding back and feeling again. And that's where it's a magical record player. I never know what's magic. Is it the record player or is it the record itself? I know that's a stupid thing to ask. Is it the record player that's magic or is it the record? I guess that's a metaphor for it. Is it the memories that activate it, or is it the thing that through the memories are activated? Because I think that's the... Ah, thank you for... I honestly would have said the record itself. Because the record is the songs and the memories and the music. And that's the thing that's, like, being brought forth. Because it's the specific songs, really. Which, again, I'm still waiting for that vinyl to be pressed. I'm being, like, please let me, like, I'm being glib when I say, like, God. Because I do like those songs. And when I found out that you can sing and stuff, it's like, God damn. This is cool, man. I really, I just love it. And I feel it. And I'd love to listen to that album. I would say all if I said all for you to make it happen. Although it doesn't work as much like that. And yeah, so that's where the first movie that we made, Tremors Far Afield, I can't say that I was confident enough to do something that was like my pain. Like, I was like, I want to make a Tremors movie, and I knew I wanted to use my stories and my writings. Diana would do it. Oh, fuck yeah, I love her too. Yes. You got to get Diana and producer Sean to sing it with you, too. Producer Sean's got a good voice. which I got to blame you, Anthony, for making me love the Don't Make It Weird podcast. I fucking love those guys so much. But like with our first movie, it was definitely like an exercise in writing, in story. And I don't know if I was like comfortable enough yet to like bleed. I was bleeding and learning to that, like that, you know, of that pain. Honestly, I would say that Anthony will know this, like the Come On Down Harmontown movie that I made. That was actually me, writing, seriously, no, you should, because I do, I love them so much. It's just like, I was saying this earlier, I don't know if you were listening, but like, listening to their show is like listening to yours, or any good podcast, or listening to Don't Make It Weird is like listening to We Have Issues, and We Have Issues is like listening to Harmontown, or it's just creative people struggling through life and trying to be funny, but also serious, and like take their pain and make something of it. And so with the first Tremors movie, again, I was trying to, you know, learn. And I was talking about Come On Down Harmontown. Come On Down Harmontown is something that I have always like, you know what, that is so stupid and I love it, but I was so proud of myself for something that I did in that I had never done up until that point, which actually ties into why I'm sitting here talking alone, is that I have this ultimate like fear that like I can't make anything happen unless I do it by myself. Like to trust other people of just like, no, you know what you're doing. And I'm, yes, go and do it. And when it comes to creative things, like, it's just like such a, I got such a fear that like, it'll never like work out. And I have to like always do it on my own. And that actually goes into other aspects of my life too, where it's just like, I feel like if I don't do this and I don't pick everything up and grab it with my own hands and make it myself, then it's never going to happen, or it's never going to happen right, or it's never going to happen perfectly. But the point of that, and when I, like, my favorite part of that whole fucking 10-minute film was when I got up, my, like, because I play all of the characters in the video. I play Dan Harmon and Aaron McGathy and Jeff Davis and Spencer Crittenden. And it's when my character got brought up on stage and says the, you know, I'm just afraid that I have to do this all on my own, and that I don't think anybody else can help me. That there's no one who knows what they're doing enough to actually help me with this. And I would say I push people away of just like, no, I have to do this on my own. And it's not true. We don't. None of us do this on our own. Like, this is all a people-y process. Yes, I'm here by myself talking right now, but the fact that Anthony came in and said that, the fact that Ben is just saying he's enraptured, the fact that Edwin left and was like, oh my God, this is too close to home, I gotta bounce. I just love it. Like, that's us. That's us as people trying to do something and make something better. Yes. So that's the, you know, that's the first movie, and then that's the second one. So then this third one, I was really trying to say something now, and I hope that it works. And I'm trying to bleed for that art. And if you've watched the opener, let that, like, that's the, God, I'm so proud of it. I have, like, sent that to, like, so many people, just like, do you like this too? Because I love this. I, like, this was last week when I was editing it, and I had this thing of, like, the first 4 minutes of me editing it, it was like, okay, like, this music, I see what I'm trying to do here. I don't know if this works yet, but I'm just trying. And then I got to minute four, and it was like, oh, holy shit. I had the headphones on, and I went, oh my God, Caitlin, oh my God, this is amazing. This is, I wasn't sure, this just fucking hit all of a sudden. And it was exactly where I thought it would hit in this edit. I'm, oh, yes, it's amazing. And then I literally, like, edited the last 2 minutes. It took me, like, 2 days to edit the first 4 minutes. But then the last 2 minutes took me an hour. Because it was like, oh, fucking, yeah, I know exactly blah, 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 where this is going to go. This is, and it was because it was, like, there was a pain to it. This, like, I just felt it. Even though it was so, this is where the whole irony of, like, I feel like I'm the only one that can do it thing is because I don't like watching myself. Like, this is, like, the thing that motivates me the most when I'm watching this podcast and listening to it is being like, okay, are you funny enough? I don't think you are. You're not good enough. You should do better. You're not, like, come on, you suck. Come on. Why aren't you doing more? Stop moving your hands so much. You're just talking. Like, why are you wearing that thing? Like, I should just... All of these terrifying things that just go through your brain. And watching myself see Michelle get taken underground and then Steve dealing with it. And it was the crescendo bit. And then even my favorite part of it is just so weird for me. My favorite part of it is when it alternates between my face. Like, it's I don't like my face. Like, it's really hard to look in a mirror sometimes in this video. That's my point. Like, it's probably why I'd like to have, like, three different cameras rolling. So that way I don't have to focus on any one. And I'm always jumping around. But looking at my face and seeing Eve bloody, and then looking at the hand and looking at the ring, and then cutting to the, like, killing the graboid and feeling, and then all covered in the viscera of the graboid and the pain right there. It's just like, damn, that fucking rocks and rolls, man. That, god damn. I got it. Other people try to tell me this all the time, that I'm good at what I do, and it was like, oh, okay, I see it. That was it right there. And yeah, I'm really excited to see where I go with the rest of it. The rest of it, the whole point of the story is that, you know, when you're talking about something that's absolutely unbelievable, people don't believe you until they experience it themselves. Like, that is the theme of the story. And even how your own trauma, as you bring it forward, like, you, how you carry that, informs how other people react to you. Like, that's always your, like, you always have that baggage. And until you find a way to absolve yourself of that, then you can't save anybody. You can't do anything else. Like, you have to be cool with that and move on. And then you can save people from the monsters that are inherent in the world. Which I think is, if you're watching this podcast, I think we all know exactly what I'm talking about. Universal sucks. Like, that's the... me being like, no, we're going to take our time and we're going to make a good Tremors movie that everybody loves and appreciates. That's not this campy, fun thing. We're going to do something different. Which brings me to my new point. Making Tremors different. And it was... So on the Horrific podcast today, when I was listening to Colin and Chris, and they were talking about how there's always that opener in a horror movie where somebody dies. It's a whole, like, oh, they die, and you don't ever see that person again. It doesn't matter. It's got no effect on the story besides the fact that people die. And I was like, oh, that's why I did this thing at the beginning, is that, like, I hate that too. It was, like, it's, I guess it's good for the punch or whatever, but, like, if somebody dies at the beginning, that needs to carry through the rest of the movie. Like, that has to, like, keep going on. And I was like, yeah. So Michelle dies at the beginning, and then that's not just it. Like, she just doesn't die and we just move on. Nope, that's the ripple effect that continues for the rest of the movie. That's what my character carries as the baggage. And I was like, yes, fucking doing something different. And I think everybody, actually, when I sent it to a lot of people, that was the biggest thing that I got. Oh, I wanted to mention the Splattercast guys, Dylan and Luke. Dylan and Luke, and I've done an interview with them for the Splattercast. They freaking freaked out, both of them. Like, holy shit, this is, like, I've never seen this emotion in a Tremors movie before. This, like, is powerful. This, like, is doing something. This is new. This is not just doing a Tremors movie for the sake of doing a Tremors movie. And I'm not going to say it because I don't know if Colin will listen to this, but there's that thing that happens at the end of Tremors 7 it's a forced emotion thing. Like, it doesn't actually give you, there's no lead up to it to make you think that that's in, like, a punch. It's a little bit of a very cliched, okay, that's what happened, now we're sad about it. And it's like, no, I wanted to make something that meant something. And there's sadder moments later on in the film. And so trying to make something different All right, and make it a different Tremors movie. That's where, Anthony, if you're still listening, I don't care if you hate all the sequels. I kind of want to see your reboot sequel that just goes from Tremors 1 to Anthony's Tremors 1.5. I want to see it. It's new. It's different. And I got to talk about this. I have to talk about this because this is insane to me. If you've ever watched The IT Crowd, okay, which it's hilarious that me, a transgendered person, is going to talk about how, like, they like The IT Crowd. I do. I like The IT Crowd, and I like Father Ted. I can still tell you that Graham Linehan is a transphobic asshole, and it kind of just, oof, thanks for souring those things for us there, buddy. Last night, I watched a side-by-side comparison of The IT Crowd original, which is a British show, with The IT Crowd American. And it was horrifying. I mean, it was actually, it was only 2 minutes, 2.5 minutes that we watched it, because it was a sync up, and I was just like, I want everything to die in my brain right now and to have forgotten this, because this is why. Because what made it bad was that there was no difference, all right? It was literally not, and I can't just say the same script. It was the same script, the same cadence, the same everything. And it was like, what the fuck is happening? You didn't even bother to make anything new and different. You just copy, just went click, copy paste, Joel McHale's Roy, and Richard Iowate is still Moss. We actually control V'd Richard Iowate. He's still the same person. And I could tell that Richard Iowate was like, at a point during filming, was like, oh my God, they're not even changing this. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go watch the old videos of this show and just literally repeat it. I'm going to do everything exactly the same that I did already. Because his was like even more, like it was like a robot. Which if you know Richard Iowate is so out of character for him. He's such a dry, droll person that for him to be like, no, fuck you. This is a thing and I'm not doing this. It's a whole bullshit. Garth Marenghi's Dark Place is one of my favorite TV shows of like ever in terms of that. His Dean Lerner. I don't know where Madeline is, but if I had to guess, I would say she's buried somewhere in the Eastern Bloc. Garth was mad at me because there was a police raid on my flat, and in a fit of trying to get rid of some evidence, I accidentally threw many of the Dark Place tapes into the Thames. Just like, I don't care. That was just me. I just love Garth Marenghi. I'll talk about that anytime. But seeing this like American like IT Crowd was just, I was reminded of what like Tremors and how everybody likes to shit on the Don Michael Paul movies, and I have too. There's video proof that I have done that extensively on this show. But I was like, you know what? Like that's different. All right, there's a bit of like rehash to it or whatever, but there's some differences, and I'm not, I have some complaints that I've made to Don myself, of just like, great director, you are not a writer, bro, and that's fine. We all know what we're good at, you know. I'm a good writer, I'm an okay director, I'm an even worse actor. So, like, watching myself act in these things. I was so glad to have Justin and Caitlin around acting when we were doing this, because, like, cool. People that seem to know what they're doing. If there was other people around to, like, be in my Tremors movie, I would put them in my Tremors movie. All my friends are busy with work and stuff. Well, I'm busy, too. That's where it's like, that was that first movie, just like, oh, my God, we had, like, a day. We had, like, a half a day of just, like, hey, you're not working, Caitlin. I'm not working. Let's just go out and do this. Like, let's run. Run and do this while we can. We'll get reshoots whenever that happens. And there is things that we should hate culturally that I think are fine to kind of, like, hate. Like, actually, like, I was talking about earlier, all right? So, that Star Wars, that Jar Jar Binks thing, that's not something to hate. Or that's, like, artistically stuff. The Last Jedi, not something to hate. What you should hate is, from what I understand of it, having not watched, and I'll give the Force Awakens does this for me too, even, which is like, this is literally the same movie, just bigger. Like, this is the same exact movie as the first Star Wars. Like, you didn't even change anything. what the fuck is going on here? Like, I'm not high. I haven't spoke after that whole, like, getting locked out and everything else. I have not, like, smoked weed since. Like, that, okay, that's not true. I did yesterday. But that's, which is actually incredibly rare. Like, everybody, like, because I was around my friends and I was finally like, yeah, you know, I feel comfortable enough. It's been, like, almost a year since this happened. I can do this. And it was fun. We played Mario Party. It's a good time. And I actually, after I smoked, we ended up losing because I was too high. We got too high. We got too high. We got too high. But it was still a good time. But the point being that, like, that ruined me so much that I wasn't able to do it anymore. I haven't been able to do anything since then. Like, any of the things that I love recreationally. Which is still kind of fine. Like, I don't know. My brain's pretty awesome. It can handle a lot on its own. It's still a lot on its own. But the, you know, taking a movie and, like, just doing the same thing over and over again is, like, this is bad. Please stop doing this. That was, and I realized too with the IT Crowd thing that it was written by the same guys that did Community season 4. And I was like, this makes so much sense. Like, this is, you just saw what worked and you just copy paste. Like, you got to reimagine and remake something new, to the point where that's where it's like, I give Don Michael Paul a bit more leeway, to be like, hey, you tried something. And because I've even heard him actually say this himself, where he's like, you can't serve the same meal twice. You have to give someone a different, you got to give them something different to eat every time. It was like, okay, you know something. You have enough inklings that this works. So I'll give you a pass there, buddy. And that IT Crowd thing, it just stuck in my craw so much. I go, oh, because I was talking about Star Wars. And just like, there's things that we should hate, we shouldn't hate. Like, look at The Office. I'd actually never watched The Office until about a year ago. All of my friends love The Office. I know everybody else loves The Office. We saw Creed Bratton in concert, like, which was freaking hilarious. Like the actor, like, because he basically does like an acoustic set with stories in between. And I couldn't tell if he was improvising because he was just so funny and off the cuff. And then he does these songs, and it was great. It was really awesome. And it was one of those things like, you know, maybe we should watch The Office. Like, Caitlin and I had never, like, I think we caught a little bit of it at separate times, but just, like, it just never, like, appealed to us. And now it's on, like, rewatch. Like, that's, as I said that at the beginning of this, where it's, like, Doctor Who and The Office has been on our rewatch list. I come home, and after I listen to my podcast, and I watch The Office. And that's one where it's, like, I had actually watched The British Office, like, years ago. Like, I had watched that already. Because I love British shows. I'm always that's always going to be my cup of tea more than anything else. Because they understand the concept of story. Story and writing is always the most important thing. Everything else comes secondary and later. Your story, your writing, that's the first thing. That's why Doctor Who is so awesome. Even with the worst special effects in the world, the story is what matters. You get your actors to say it and do it right, then everything else just click, falls into place. But I watched that original Office, and I've only watched it once, of just like, wow, this is beautifully cringe. This is like, oh my God, this is pain incarnate. This is like, oh, fucking pow. Woo, man, that David Brent is, oh, is a totally different character than Michael Scott. And I think part of, like, what my mind was thinking was, like, it's got to be kind of the same thing. So then when I finally gave it the chance, it was like, oh, no, different beast entirely. That first season gets pretty close to the UK one, but not exactly. But then it's when they start to branch off that it gets even better. It's like, no, look, we have this own thing. We have our own thing. We're going to do that differently. And we're going to do that. Yeah, we're going to make it our own. That's where, who's ever listening to this, the whole point of all of this right now, blah, 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 is that I don't, like, and you shouldn't, because I don't, and I've been called the Tremors expert by fucking everybody in the world. If I don't think that you have to make a perfect Tremors movie, then just make it, man. Whatever it is, fucking make it, because it's going to be different. I know Tremors fans enough that it's gonna be different. That first movie that we made, I was referencing the hell out of the first Tremors movie. Like, that's, it literally starts, and I'm proud of this, it literally starts with me pee pooping on a tree with even the... And then, and it starts and ends in the same place. There's the, it's just one graboid. It's a handy person working on a farm kind of a thing. It's very Val and Earl out of the back of their truck. And it was like, yeah, you know, I'm referencing this, but this is different. Like, this is not the same thing. Like, you're going to take bits and pieces. Cause then ended up like, then, the, like, it made, it might've been like, stylistically Tremors 1, there was a bunch more Tremors 2 references in it. Like, that whole dance scene is me doing it to Trouble, T-R-U-B-L-E, which is the song from Tremors 2. And then that's what ends up being the thematic song that gets played throughout everything, because I love Tremors 2 more than I love Tremors 1. But I love Tremors 4 more than I love Tremors 2. But I love Tremors the TV show more than I love all of them. So I'm weird. And it was different. Like, that's the, and my favorite part of the first Tremors, Tremors Far Afield is that dance scene. That is so, because it was different. It's just like, that is totally, okay, clearly you're referencing, I see what you're doing. And I'd even had lines where, like, drag your hairy ass around and, are you hungry? Eat this. You know, like these little ones. But that dance scene is like, and it's so stylistically me. And I will, like, people, I sent it to a friend of mine that's like makes movies for Hollywood and all, and he doesn't make movies anymore, like, and that's his fault. He should actually make more movies, and I'm kind of mad at him personally for like not being a better filmmaker and getting out there. We made a movie together and then he didn't even edit it. We did all this shooting and filming and he had everything and he didn't even edit it. Just shame. I'm not even going to name him, but it's just like, God damn it. And I sent it to him and he's like, you know, you should consider cutting that down. That dance scene in the middle. I was like, no, I'll take any note that you have. And he said something about adding inserts and pickup shots. And I was like, okay, I'll give you that. Yeah. Yeah. Where you're doing like scenic things and like adding a bit more, oh, there's trees, there's the field while you're looking at something and, you know, cutting back and forth. But I was like, I will not cut a minute of this dance scene. Because in my mind, like, why I wanted to do that. And we actually went back and reshot that separately. Like, that was supposed to be, we just, like, walked across the field. Like, that was it. Like, there was no, like, it was just kind of, like, walked across the field. And we went back because I was like, I have this idea. Like, what if, like, my character's, like, listening to music and is, like, dancing? And, like, that's so weird and kooky, like out of nowhere, but also like it's something that I do. Like when I'm out there and I'm cleaning the sheds and I'm watching the cows and I'm in the fields, I dance and I sing and you got to get into work. When you're working hard like that, you got to find some way of just like, woo, I'm having fun with it. And that was my personality coming through. And I was like, I will not edit a bit of this. Cause then another aspect of it was that I always hate when I'm watching a movie and they do a song and they only do like a minute of the song. They only do like 30 seconds of the song. They only do like half of the song. And I'm like, look, I've listened to this song before. And the fact that you're cutting it off is like, I'm getting like autistic blue balls. Just like, this is like, I'm not, where's the rest of this? I need more of this song. That's why, Guardians of the Galaxy 3 is phenomenal. Honestly, I don't know why. There's tons of reasons why Guardians of the Galaxy 3 is phenomenal to me. One of my favorite things about Guardians of the Galaxy 3 is that at the beginning and at the end, they use all of Creep and they use all of Dog Days Are Over. And I just am like, yes, that you use the whole song, man. And honestly, like, A, that Creep opener is just like, I remember when I was watching that in the theaters and I was like, yeah, this is going to be a fucking fantastic movie. Because you've got to, like, think about it. Like, when you have to use the whole song, you've got to, like, you're not just cheating. You get to, like, you got to think about all the beats and what matters to it or whatever. And it was just like, man, and it, boom, booyah. And then Dog Days at the end. I can't tell. Actually, Swiss Army Man was the last time I happy cried watching a movie the first time. Dog Days, I happy cried. Every time I watch it, I do the same thing with Swiss Army Man, because it's the, when that music and the emotion and the story all do this thing together, you're like, it's too much. That's why the opener to this one that I'm doing, was so important to me. Because it's 6 minutes. It's a 6 minute song, and I used all 6 minutes, and I made it matter and count, and the lyrics tie into everything. And it's called Michigan, and there's Michelle and Mish. She's, you know, Michigan's in the rear view now. What am I supposed to do now without you? Without you. You took the words right out my mouth when you knew that I would need them. So when I did that first movie and I just danced like a fucking idiot in the middle of the field, I was like, I'm not cutting a bit, man. And that's all one take. Caitlin will talk about this, my ability to do things in the first draft or in the one take. She's like, that dance sequence is all one take, baby. And it's so good. I'll do the best move in it is the one where it's like, it's so stupid and I love it. But it speaks to me. It means something to me. Like I said, that first one, I wasn't prepared to be, like, exalting my pain. So I was trying to, like, find ways to be myself as much as possible. And that was it. And so the point being of all that whole tangent of craziness is that I make your Tremors movie. I don't care what it is. I've already told people this, several people this, that, like, when I send them that, they're like, you want to make a Tremors movie? It's like, look, bro, I will, if you fly me out to wherever you're at, I will write the script, I will direct it, I'll be in it, I'll make the score, I don't give a shit, let's go, let's fucking go, let's make it. I got, Jareth Rocks, he's got his animatronic Shriekers, and he wants to do some more filming in, like, February. And I'm like, oh, yeah, okay, I got to finish editing my thing here. And once I'm done, then I'm going to work on yours, and we're going to figure out this script, and we're going to make this happen. Because I kind of want to be like, hey, look, you have enough money to spend, like, $16,000 on Shriekers. Would you, like, fly me down? And, like, I'll do it all for free. As long as you, like, fly me down and, like, maybe feed me. Feed me and have a spot for me to sleep. I don't even need a hotel. Like, not even a couch. I will bring a sleeping bag and lay on your floor. I don't care. And I'll be like, all right, we're going to make a Tremors movie. I'm just coffee. I'm very sleepy. I just got off the flight. And I don't, this isn't drunk. This is actually sleepy me is more like this. So, okay, yep. We're going to do this. We're going to get up and go. And I will, yeah, do it, man. I was talking to a guy on Twitter that was, like, he happened to find the video and was like, yeah, you want to, like, film a Tremors movie? Anytime you're in Utah, we'll film a Tremors movie. He's like, yeah, fly me out there, bro, and I will fucking do it, man. I don't care. I'll make anybody's dreams happen when it comes to Tremors. Like, it's where I was calling out Ian's thing, and I love Edwin's idea, like, and Ben's comic, like, and Alicia's fan fiction. This is amazing. You're making something. Like, it doesn't even have to be a movie. I appreciate all of it. Thank you for making something. You're so creative and awesome, and keep doing it, because you're doing something different, and that matters, and that's important. Yeah, that's my make something different. Wow, I'm actually, I, you know what, and because then Friends Make Tremors was my other thing here, and that's that, you know, your friends have the people you love and learn and do better with, and get out there and have a good time with them, and make that magic happen. All of the Tremors movies that you know and love, everybody's having a great time behind the scenes. You can do that too. And Anthony, if you're in the chat, even if that's your vampire movie, man, I can't wait to see what the behind the scenes that you do for all, because you've already done all the other behind the scenes. It's like, oh man, you guys are all going to have a ball with that. And I know you're not going to fly me down because you don't have the money for it, but man, I would hold a boom mic for that fucking movie, man. I would be there for it, like, so hard from day one. Well, not from day one, because I missed those episodes because I didn't listen to them, because I'm a bad friend initially. I'm changing that. I've noticed, and I'm being better. Yeah, get your friends, make your Tremors movies. That's my If you want to make a Tremors movie, just do it. Because Universal's not going to do it. Nobody else is going to do it. So, like, do it. I know that seems, like, redundant, and I say that a lot, but it bears repeating. Make it happen. Like, I have this idea that I want to talk to Michael Gross about, where Val and Bert have a phone call about Earl's death. Oh my god, which I completely forgot. Actually, before I made a Tremors movie, I made a Tremors movie, which I did when Fred Ward died, like about 2 days after he died, I went out and I filmed this call between Fred, between Earl and Bert. And it was just them talking back and forth. Because again, Tremors 2 is, you know, my second favorite Tremors movie. It's the first one I ever watched. Oh, thank you to Ken Sledge of Sledgehammer Horror. I'll bring him up later and getting to talk about that because that was so much fun. And Ken wants to be in a Tremors movie. Ken was literally, when I messaged him and it was telling me, he's like, actually, when we got done with our interview, he was like, look, hey, where do you live, man? Like, where are you at? And I was like, I live in Iowa. He's like, look, man, if you're making another Tremors movie, call me and I will be in it. And I was like, are you sure? Like, you live in Michigan. He's like, no, look, man, I will come down and I will be in whatever Tremors movie you're making. I just love Tremors and I love acting and I want to do it. And Ken's got a really good movie too. And I did talk about this last time and it was so cool. Like, him trying his absolute best with the constraints that he had, you know, making his horror movie, and he wants to keep going with it. And it's like, yeah, fuck yeah, man. And I made this video, this movie, where Bert and Earl are just calling each other. And it's honestly, the plot of it is that Earl is about to go do something that he thinks he's going to, like, die on. But he's not saying that. And he's, like, calling Bert, and Bert, like, they haven't seen each other in a while. And it's just, like, Earl following up on this theory and this hunch, but they're really just, like, talking to each other. Like, they haven't spoken to each other in a while. It's like Tremors 2. Like, that whole, like, I haven't spoken to you in a while. Hey, how you doing? And you see, you've been laying low. No, not laying low. No, no. I've been real busy. Lots of projects. It was really cool. That was my... But I have this idea that I want to send to Michael, because I think him and Kevin could do it without anybody... If they could film it and then send it to me, where I want Val and Bert to have a phone call with each other about Earl dying. Like, actually, that's them, like, he calls him up. And it would be Val calling Bert up to be like, no, Earl died. And they have, like, an emotional back and forth about him as a friend and how they're never around for each other and they miss each other. And I think I could get Michael and Kevin to do it, because it's just, it's this, like, hey, take your phones and film yourselves taking a phone call and reading lines. That's it. And then I'll do the rest. Send me the footage and I'll do the rest and I'll put that together, and make that happen. I don't know about rights or anything like that, but we'll do it. Fuck Universal, guys. I know you guys are kind of pissed at them too. So, like, let's just make something. I need to get on that. I guess I'm saying that one out loud just to be like, nah, I need to get on that. That's a good one. I got to say this just because I wrote it down. So on the Horrific Podcast, Chris had this theory that I really want to expand and go in on. That, like, in Tremors 6, there was a parasite that, like, infected Bert and it was going to kill him. But Chris was like, well, no, what if it was, like, turning him into, like, a graboid, a grabertoid, or a Bert blaster, as he called it. And I was like, you know what? I don't necessarily hate that, but can I realistic you for a minute? Let's tweak that a little bit. And I was like, what if, like, the graboid parasite is like a cordyceps fungus thing where, like, when it infects you, it, like, drives you, like, crazy and makes it so you're more prone to going out onto the ground where you can get eaten and then sucked into the ground easier. Like, it's a parasite that, like, messes with your senses. And Caitlin sent me a text image. Hold on one second. But I'll finish this. And it's just the cordyceps fungus of... Oh, she caught a Charmander. Wow. Oh, and Chris actually just said, oh, he was I was talking about my Tremors in Space thing. And Chris, literally, Chris, if you end up reading this, I'm reading your comment now about you would love to read my Tremors in Space thing, which I'm still, look, okay, you got to combine, somebody's hearting me, I appreciate this, you got to combine, I'm over outer space, no way there's a local boys, government built a big surprise for the, mutation, I've never seen him in the fossil record. Well, that was a British person. Well, there's nothing like them in the fossil record, so that just means they predate the fossil record, which would make him a couple billion years old. And I always thought, what if they're from billions of years ago when a meteor landed from space that had, like, the hatchlings of it in it, and then it got, like, mutated, like, Godzilla style, and then got to be a bigger size on our planet Earth, so then it's all of them combined. And, hey, William's here! What's up, bud? And yeah, honestly, if you read on Reddit, I have a Reddit fan, a Reddit essay fan theory that's me combining Dune, Beetlejuice, Tremors, Slither, and Footloose, all of the good worm-based movies together. And then we had this on the last episode, not the last one, but the one with Caitlin, where Audrey 2 is totally a Graboid. Like, from Little Shop of Horrors, like, Feed Me. Like, that's a Graboid variant. That's a plant Graboid variant. It's like, damn, that's a good idea. I like that. But I would love to combine all of it and, have Tremors in Space in the past. It's okay, William. Everybody's left because I told a very, very dark story earlier. Like, everybody fucking bounced. Besides Anthony, which I appreciate. And I feel like it's karmic retribution for me that Anthony didn't bounce. But I have like an Expanse level like script, not like in terms of like how much, but I love the Expanse. And I was like, let's combine the Expanse and Tremors and make a movie. And, that's my script idea for that. Whether I'm Mar- and it's, it, this is an Anthony LaFusi level of pitches get stitches. It's a Tremors movie that takes place on Mars, and it's called Tremars. There's nobody around to laugh. Usually there would be a Stevie Wildcard laughing right now, but there is no Stevie Wildcard. There is in my head. I can hear Steven quite well right now. That was not a Stevie laugh. But yes, Tremors on Mars, Tremars. Booyah. Oh, nice. And you, if you're about to go to space, go ahead. I'm slightly wrapping down, but I'll still jump in with you, William. So on the space thing, so I got it. Like, this is my like last point that I actually have written down here, where I wanted to talk about like, so Tremors and Doctor Who. I'm not just combining these just because, but every time I've been watching Doctor Who lately, like I think about Stampede Entertainment and how they were able, like they got kicked out. And then, so now we have this thing now with like Russell T. Davies coming back to Doctor Who. And I'm like, oh my God. So like, now we have a precedent set of like, let's bring back the people that we had before. Can we do that? Can we do that with Tremors? Like, I would appreciate that. Like, Doctor Who has paved the way for that of like, hey, yeah, let's bring back that guy that we really liked before. That sounds like a good idea. We don't always have to keep being new. Let's bring some of that past back in. I don't really know where I was going with that. I just had it written down because I wanted to talk about how much I love Doctor Who. Those specials were awesome. There's actually supposed to be an episode in the new season of Doctor Who that's supposed to be Tremors in Style. Like, that's actually the description of it on the block that they did for filming. Is that there's like this gray, gooey pelican shape-shifting alien, and it takes place in a small town, and it's meant to be like Tremors in tone. And it's like, I'm excited for Doctor Who Tremors episode. But yeah, if Russell T. Davies can come back, then Stampede Entertainment can come back. Bring that on, I say. But wow, okay. Oh my God. Guys, I actually got through the list of things that I wrote down for once. You guys didn't distract me enough. I mean, actually, I appreciate that you didn't distract me. I actually appreciate that I told you all the most horrific story and you all bounced. Maybe won't do that again. I probably will. I'll come back next week with an even better one. Actually, I'm not sure if I'll come back next week because it's Christmas. I'm kind of still deciding that. That's why I was doing this now. Ho, ho, oh no. Because it's just like, we'll find out if I feel like it because it's fucking Christmas. Like, this is already hard enough the week before Christmas. And oh, it's only 9:30. I'm doing all right. Wow. So we'll see if that works out. And if not, that's cool. You missed the great song that I did at the beginning, William, about El Blanco the Graboid was a happy little worm, and he swam through town in that land of brown as he tried to eat Bert Gummer. I'm pretty proud of that. It was good. It was good. but I did. Oh my god, I made it through like everything. I'm getting pretty good at this, guys. Thanks, William. God. And you know what? I don't really mean it when I say I'm getting pretty good at it. That's me, like, saying it out loud to be like, yeah, no, you are. Yeah. If I say it enough, maybe it'll come true. And I don't mean come true. Actually, in my mind, it will come true. Yeah, we'll see. So I just gotta say, just to end cap this, go listen to We Have Issues, and then even more than We Have Issues, go listen to the Don't Make It Weird podcast. Dina and I are new besties. I'm sorry, Anthony. You're an old toy now. I don't care. That's not true. I really do miss and love you already. I really do love and miss you already. I don't know what that was, weird. And I do, honestly, Dan and Sean and Dina on that show are just fantastic. And I love the rawness and the realness, as we've all discovered. I don't mind a little bit of, like, we'll talk about how Oogie Boogie did nothing wrong, and then we'll talk about how, like, some really painful shit happened in my life. it's you gotta have it all, man. That's life. That's life, the universe, and everything. Yeah, go listen to those guys. Check out Rena Calm as a comedy person. Go listen to the Horrific podcast with Colin and Chris. I got to go finish up all their episodes. They're going to have me on to do a Tremors retrospective, too. I'm excited for that. Go listen to the Splattercast pod with Dylan and Luke. I appreciate the fuck out of those two guys. Love you. They're actually going to review my Tremors movies once I'm done for the channel, just to review them, which is like... That's cool. I would die happy if, like, my Tremors movies made it on the kill count. Like, they just did Never Hike Alone 2, which is a Friday the 13th movie on the kill count. And, man, if Zorin did a kill count for my Tremors movie, there would be a grand total of 3 deaths, but it would be awesome. No, I did not find the locations in Albuquerque. And the thing about it is that I found that on Twitter, like, last year. And ever since Elon Musk came around and everybody, like, babushkaed, some of those accounts got completely deleted. That's why I try to save all the photos I can whenever I can. Because that guy had posted photos of, like... So, you've seen the ones with the Chang's Market from that pilot where it's got all the stuff on it. They had taken all the stuff off, but you could still see, like, the shadow marks from it. Like, you can see the like the blackness of the silhouette of the graboid on it. So I knew where it was at, but I could reach out to Vincenzo, but it's one of those things I always feel like awkward asking because it was a painful experience for them and they never did get to get it out there. William, I would recommend just take a day drive and I bet you'll find it. Hell, if you go into Albuquerque and like go to some of the local theaters, I think you could probably be like, hey, do you guys know where they filmed that Tremors pilot? I think, because it's one of those things that if there was a Tremors pilot being filmed in town, everybody who's like a movie nerd would be aware of it and be out there like, oh yeah, trying to like get as much footage, like get as much as they can out of it. So I think if you went to like a movie theater or like a really nerdy place, like a comic book shop or a nerd place. Why is that? I can only think of nerd places at podcasts or like arcades because I run an arcade. But that's my best Yes, that's go to Albuquerque and ask around. And I bet within five people of asking, you'll find someone who knows where that's at. And just as a point of fact, that's how I do a lot of research sometimes. You find someone who knows someone who knows someone, and then they know what you're looking for. It's a whole thing, man, research. Listen to those podcasts, all those people. Make your own Tremors movie. I don't care what it is, because it's going to be different. I'm into it. I appreciate it. Get your friends. Love your friends. I love all you guys so much. Thank you, everybody, for being here. It's funny how, like, yeah, I can do this for like 3 hours, but you can tell they're reaching. I love these moments here at the end of just like, yeah, wow. This got really calm all of a sudden. This was very loud earlier, and it just got really calm. Whoa. I got range, baby. Range for days. Make things, I guess, is my biggest point. That's all I got. I'm done with that. And so to thank people again. Thank you, Anthony and Steven of the We Have Issues podcast. Thank you, Dina, Daniel, and Sean of the Don't Make It Weird podcast. Thank you, Chris and Colin of the Horrific podcast. Thank you, Dylan and Luke of the Splattercast podcast. Oh, I forgot to mention, thank you, Christopher Dunham of the Cult of Odd podcast. Thank you to Paik Allen of the Run for Your Lives podcast. Paik Allen and Daphne Backman of the Run for Your Lives podcast. Thank you to Jeff Johnson and Kevin Smith of the Sons and Shadows podcast. Those are all my favorite podcast people. If you want podcasts to listen to, replay what I just said. Thank you. I love you guys so much. Thank you to Octavio Lopez San Juan and his new Tremors book that's coming out soon. Cazador de Graboides, La Historia de la Saga de Temblores. Which, figure that out. Learn Spanish. Thank you, Octavio, for asking me questions. Thanks for calling me the number one Tremors fan in the world. Thank you to Zoran for thinking that I'm one of a kind and I shouldn't change, but I won't. I will change. I will regenerate like the Doctor, and it'll be epic and awesome. You know, we all change when you think about it. We're all different people, and we all change like breath on a mirror. Thank you. Yeah, thank you to Don Michael Paul too for that text saying that Tremors deserves me. It's fine. I'm okay. That one still kind of hit me hard. Excuse me. Oh, I forgot one there. Thank you to Ken Sledge of Sledgehammer Horror and my first horror movie. When I make that third Tremors movie, I'll make sure that you're in it, and I can't wait to listen to my interview. And I love your enthusiasm. Honestly, anybody, like, when you nerd out, you nerd out. You said the nerd words. Oh, it's like a nerd signal up in the sky. Doo, choo, nerd words. Hold on, I'm going to put this back up. Yeah, thank you. Thank you, everybody. I'm going to go through the chat. Just watch my finger. I'm going to do this here while I'm here. I just want to see everybody that was here. All right, yep, okay. All right, I got it. Thank you to Ian Ayus of Fermented Cinema. Go check him out. He's got a lot of great videos. Specifically, go check out the Tremors reboot, Part 1 by Denis Villeneuve, which was a hand-animated short that he did that was Tremors and Dune combined, and I just fucking love it so much. Thank you to Ben Sword, Pangea Starseed. He's got a great, sexy Tremors porn coming out, and I love it so much. I know she's not here, but I still have to thank her. Thank you to Alicia Pearson, who's always, like, championing this podcast and just, like, this is awesome and great. I really loved what she said about the opener, which, like, the first half is hope and the second half is relentlessness. And I was like, fuck yeah. Or ruthlessness. Or, no. Something R-lessness. It was good. Going through. I want to save a couple of these. Okay. Thank you to Daniel and Dina for showing up. I really didn't think he would. I appreciate the hell out of that.
Especially because Dina has no idea what Tremors is. Never seen it. No idea. I assume that Daniel has an inkling of an idea of what Tremors is. And again, I just love the fuck out of those guys. And don't make it weird. And I appreciate them so much for showing up, talking about sexy olives and my feet. Thank you, guys. Thank you to Edwin Bank in here. I know that you had a bit of a trouble with what we were dealing with those topics, and you had to bounce, but I look forward to your animated short, The Deaf Mute Guy. That sounds really good for a Tremors movie. Like, that's doing something different. I appreciate that. Damn it, come on. I'm trying to, excuse me, everybody. This freaking, there it is. Okay. Thank you to that. Thank you to William here for showing up at the end, coming in clutch. Boom, 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 boom. I appreciate the fuck out of you, bro. I should have sent this to you as a message. That's totally my bad. I will do that next time, just so you, like, no. And then Mr. Anthony Antoine Star Puncher Esquire the Third, thank you so much for actually listening to that whole horrific story and letting me know that I wasn't alone in that pain and whatever that was. And I'll do it again, because I'll do it every fucking time. I really do. I did. I don't, again, Anthony, I don't know if you heard that part, but I did. Well, actually, you should know, because it, you're getting my, like, credit card information, and I hope it's you, like, why the hell did Levi buy 3 fucking comics and send it to, like, 6 different people? It's like, yeah, because I love this so much that I want other people to experience it as a Christmas present, which is odd, but thank you so much for your pain. And everybody, please read Play It Again by Anthony LaFusi and Stephen Todd. This is just, I've talked about it before, one of my favorite comics of all time, which isn't saying much because I don't read comics, but this is just a great story and amazing, and I love it. And again, thank you for being here. I appreciate the hell out of you. And I'm sorry that I gave you too many notes on your script. I just really wanted to be perfect. And I hope, like I said, I hope that you would give me those notes in kind. I never say anything to someone that I wouldn't want them to say back to me. If you, and I did send you my script too, so if you had those notes to say, you never said them. So it was like, please be like, even if it's after the fact, be like, this is how you're a fuck up. It's like, okay, I am a fuck up. I appreciate that. Yeah, but thank you so much. Again, that the red wine thing is a Lost Boys reference, and then build from that. That was my point that I was getting at. Yeah, so thank you. Again, thank you to Steve S.S. Wilson and Michelle Wilson, Steve and Michelle, look at those names there. That's why they're in the opener. Thank you to you guys, and Ron Underwood and Brett Maddock and Nancy Roberts. And thank you so much for making all of this happen and for all of this being here. And I'll thank Michael Gross and Jonathan Melville too, for keeping that magic alive, even after everything like disappeared. Like, you guys go, if you have Tremors fans on your Christmas list, go buy Seeking Perfection by Jonathan Melville. The Tremors Guide. Go buy it. But thank you Stampede people, that's who I call that. And then Steve is like about done with his Lost Tapes. Go over to at Real Deal Productions on YouTube and watch the rest of those Lost Tapes. He's got 40 of them in, and Bob Wilson's footage is just about out, and it's been great. It's been an awesome run, and I pretty much everything that like is in my Tremors movies I learned from those Lost Tapes. That's where I got that from. So we wouldn't have my Tremors movies without it, so go learn yourself. Yeah, thank you guys all so much. And as I always like to do, I want to thank my mom. Hilariously, my mom today called me this morning, and she was like, hey, I have some, like, Tom and Judy have some pumpkins outside of their house. Do you need pumpkins still? I really don't, but I was like, yes, Mom, I do need, you can, yes, I would like some more pumpkins. She's like, oh, cool, okay, I'll save them. I'll put them in, like, a tub for you. Because I sent her the movie, and there's pumpkins. There's pumpkin guts everywhere. And she was just like, I saw these pumpkins, and I wanted to save them for you. is that cool? And it's like, yeah, it's awesome. Thank you, Mom. I super duper appreciate that. And it's just like, okay, that was it. That was it. That was the extent of the phone call. She was on a walk, and that was like, oh, so thanks, Mom. I love you so much. Thank you to my dad, Pappy. I do got to say this. So I had this moment with Pappy where, like, I had sent him the video, and, like, we're working together or whatever, and, like, I was like, oh, hey, did you watch that thing that I sent you? He's like, oh, no, I didn't, you know, I didn't get time to it. He wasn't being like, oh, I just thought it was silly, and I just, you know, I would eventually watch it. I was like, oh, Pappy, you, like, need to watch it. Like, it's one of those things. He's like, oh, okay, well, you know, like, we'll watch it together then. It's like, no, you don't want me around when you're watching it. Like, you're gonna want to be by yourself watching it, because having me there might just be a bit too much for you. And we were working, and, like, he had to go to Menards to get some stuff, and he comes back and he's like, hey, Bubba, come here. I was like, what? He's like, gives me a hug. I love you so much. That was amazing. I was like, what? He's like, yeah, no, I stopped in the Menards parking lot and I was waiting a minute. I was like, you know what? I'm going to watch this. Like, Levi was kind of like shaming me. I'm going to watch this. That was really good. I didn't expect that. And I see now why you were trying to get me to watch that. I was like, oh my God, thank you. Yes. Because it's, yeah, you know, it's like, it's watching, like, his daughter-in-law, my wife, like, get, you know, swallowed in the ground. That's a whole horrifying experience. And then with the music and everything, and he was like, yeah, no, I see what you're trying to do, and this is so much better than the first one, and I appreciate it. And I was like, thanks, Pappy. So thank you to my dad. And then I sent it to Lacey, too. I'm going to keep telling stories about that. I sent it to Lacey, and she's like, yo, y'all snapped. You know, you got to let me know next time, and I'll be an extra in your movie whenever you want me to be. I was like, okay, yes, I will let you know when I need an extra. If you want to get eaten by a graboid, I'm fine with that. That's okay. 100%. So let that know, when I told that story before, that, like, I have a better relationship now. You know, I'm not, like, a monster, neither is she. Nobody, like, there's not, we're all just people, like, living our lives. And she did. She was like, y'all snapped. That was good. And so, yes, thank you to my mom, my dad, and my sister. I love you guys so much. I'm still waiting to hear back from my grandpa, having watched it. He hasn't watched it yet. But thank you, Grandpa Denny, wherever you are, too. And then some of the most important people who haven't watched it yet, because I'm not sure I want them to watch it yet. Thank you to Shande, Chantrell, Samaje, Shamar, and Sahil. I love you guys so much. This whole podcast started because of you, basically. Because I don't want you to watch Tremors 7 without having a Tremors 8 to follow it up with. Because nobody should have to watch that. And I do want to thank my friends. I want to thank Joe Evans, Molly Fuel, Ben McClintock, Dessa Rain, Justin Edwards, and Lana Edwards for being just, like, my absolute best friends in terms of everything. And Lindsay Croats and Zach Croats. Thank you guys for being there, being my friends. I love you. Brett Moore and Jen Clark, I thank you guys for all being there. You couldn't be better people, and I appreciate the hell out of all of you. You're all in my movie. Yeah. And then, as always, we thank the most important person. Oh my God, I always forget to thank you to the Tremor Saga people for letting me, like, use your channels. Like, that's a whole, like, I'm sorry I got your TikTok canceled. But thank you to my wife and superstar, Caitlin Marie Lutbersloff, for always being there and doing everything she does. And she's the rock that I stand on so I don't get eaten by graboids, which is a terrible metaphor. I don't know why that was the one that I chose. Awesome. And I should do this more. I learned this from Anthony. So get on there and like, subscribe, and actually Anthony and producer Sean, or actually Dan does it a lot. Like, subscribe, tell your friends, share this to people.
Get your grandparents. We need all the people in here to do. We gotta spread the word of the Talking and the Tremors. It's the whole thing, baby. Let everybody know what's happening. But yes, go to this YouTube channel, spread it around everywhere, get everybody you know to love it and find it. And even if they don't like Tremors, there's a lot in here for other, like, there's a lot more than Tremors in this podcast. And yeah, thank you all. I appreciate you, and we shall end on a song of sorts, I believe. I'm trying to think of a Christmas. I don't want to do El Blanco the Grab. Hold on. Come on, hold on. Have a holly jolly Tremors. It's the best movie TV show ever. Get your friends and have Ben bring them in and watch all this Bert Cummer. Oh, yeah, there's Val and Earl and Travis and Grady. There's Jody, Rosalita, Twitchell, Larry, and Tyler, you see. Oh, yes. Have a holly jolly graboid. And when you see a shrieker, hide your body heat, cause it's gonna eat your meat this year. Have a holly jolly perfection, cause the Tremors are coming near. There's things under the ground that don't make sounds, and that's what brings on fear. Oh no, the ass blaster so flying from the sky. Get out your 50 BMG Grizzly rifle caliber and aim it on up high. Have a holly jolly Tremors, and when you go and make that film, just remember that it does not matter as long as you love yourself. Have a holly jolly Tremors, and when you walk down Perfection Street, oh, by golly, have a holly jolly Tremors. Oh, I said a holly jolly Tremors this year. Oh, big old explosion and some, like, confetti rains down. Anyway, that's all I got.